Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. It is January the 15th, 2012, and you are live in The Remix. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Of course, you know, joining us here live in the forum tonight, it's going to be our first chat and chill, and that chat and chill is going to be happening right here live in The Remix with Brother Panic. He's going to be taking your occult questions and answering those questions for you here live in The Remix tonight. So now, as we get ready to get started and get into The Remix tonight, I just want to say peace and greetings out there. I see everybody waiting on the phone lines. And also to let you guys know, you can definitely, definitely join us over here in chat. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And the chat room is open. You can come on in. It takes just a few minutes to sign yourself up. I see all the international listeners is in the house tonight. I know Amsterdam is in the house tonight. The UK is in the house tonight. Japan is joining us here in the house tonight. We also have Ireland in the house tonight. Good to see you guys in the house tonight and glad to have you here with us live. Also, if this is your very first time listening in The Remix, you can also definitely just sign up. It takes just a few moments. Just click the link right at the bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are, sign up, and you can participate in the chat and come right into the chat room. Also, want to let you know, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and you can call that number as well, too, as we get ready to get into the share. If you didn't hear the share on Friday night, I definitely want you to go back and check it out. Lots of great things came out. We actually did the flying the kite exercise. That's right. We talked about the goddess Sarasvati and really just the energy on the planet. I want to say thank you to everyone who sent your pictures in of what your kites look like. And I would love to see those manifestations. Don't forget to go over to the Remix family page on Facebook and you can post them there. So now, let's get ready to get into this share. I know most of you probably, if you're working and you're here living with us in the Western Hemisphere, we will be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. It will be observed. His celebration day is observed on Monday. So just to kind of get us into a little bit of that energy as well, we're going to play something really short here before we actually get ready to get into the share. So once again, welcome to The Remix. It's so good to have everyone in the house. Peace and blessings.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognize wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
All right, you guys, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to get ready to move around a little bit. You know how we do. We're going to jam a little bit before we actually get ready to bring Brother Panic on and get ready for the share.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, so here we go, you guys. We're going to get ready to welcome Brother Panic, and we're going to listen to a little bit of music to just really just kind of get us in that mindset of getting into this chat and chill, and we'll be doing it a cult style tonight with Brother Panic live in the remix.
Yeah, yeah, Ultra Banger, Silly with it, Weapon X, yeah. I'm not known for the singing of the common man's grammar. Jay from the clan, but I'm not a Wu-Tanger. Concrete gorilla, still spitting bananas. We set the foundation by swinging the new hammer. Glitz and the glamour come secondary to my timeless jewels and street knowledge degree.
Come on.
Weapon X, haters down on your knees. Throw your rhymes in the flames and repent to the east. 1, 2, 3, and a 3, 2, 1. Exodus, hip-hop redemption. Resurrection, tell folks I'm on one. Like my boy in Amistad, me walk free, dumb. Round the mountain I come, Hannibal's descendant won't stand for minimum. Dummy builds gunners, I bring the hella heat. My underground scroll spellbound in the streets.
Weapon X, contact for the next level boom.
He's back,
silly mortal, dark sun, give me room.
Weapon X,
Grand Bird, modern day Doc Doom.
I'm honored for the jihad and cypher.
Boom.
Brooklyn's where I'm from. My sole agenda is to rep the African in the hip-hop manner. We come a long way from a verse sick lick to a dark sun ray. In the state of war, verbalizing the peace. My hostility is toward clerics and the beast. That's why I don't cease when I resurrect fam. Community soldiers who onslaught the jam. Positive thinking, my streets be sticking with the wrong kind of pimping. To turn on our own is the first step to sipping. Chain of fools, kids set tripping on the steps of school. Tell folks to cool and possess finesse. Or be a contribution to the prison business. You know how it goes, son, there's nothing to guess. You can be a strange fruit and be straight innocent.
Weapon X, contact for the next level boom.
He's back,
silly mortal, dark son, give me room.
Weapon X,
Grand Bird, modern day Doc Doom.
I'm on it for the jihad and cypher.
Boom.
Frederick Douglass, Wheatley, Carver, Clayton Jr., David Walker, Sonny Carson, to H. Rap Brown. Ancestry that walked the black crowd.
Think.
As if you were born in the stars, enrolled in the army of Abdul Jabbar's.
Think.
As if you were born in the guards, and you end up a mortal getting whiplash scars. Never forget from whence you're from. Master antennas of peace and freedom. Dance to the rhythm of the evolved drum. Never humdrum, you're dealing with the sun. It's the horizon of the loud, proud free. Sneaky, quickie plans to deplete your speed. Now my attitude is worse than an AK. Clip never stopping when my sweet tongue sprays. Ever essence of flight, keeping it tight. We mad futuristic, we offer insight.
Weapon X, contact for the next level boom.
He's back,
silly mortal, dark sun, give me room.
Weapon X,
Grand Bird, modern day Doc Doom.
I'm on for the jihad, the cypher.
Boom.
All right, all right. Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Panic. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. I guess he's not listening. Let me see if we can get him back on the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here. I was listening to the song and shit. I forgot y'all was ahead of me. This is a Brother Jay.
Peace, peace, Brother Panic. Good to have you in the house, live in the remix, of course. We're going to be chatting and chilling here tonight. I definitely want to say it's good to have you in the house with us tonight. Everybody is here, ready to go, ready to get things kicked off. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about some things you got going on and kind of what's happening now.
Good to be back with the Remix family in this year, this fake new year. And, you know, we're going to do it like we did last fake year, last fake new year. Same old thing, information. And if anybody's confused about what it is we do here, when Brother Panic's on, we deal with methodology, shit that you can do to realize your own consciousness. We're keeping it like that. There is also no goddamn rules or restrictions here. And there's no my way or the highway. There's no right over wrong. Anything you do is fine as long as you get to your goal, which is to find something you didn't. That previously was uncovered within your subconscious or your own ignorance. So any way you get there is to get there, but you will hear grief if you're doing some dumb shit that does nothing that makes you feel good. And I've been saying this for quite some time now, and it has finally made its way to YouTube in an illustrated form of the shit that I've been talking about. There is a YouTube video. The new trend in YouTube is shit such and such would say. You know, shit babies' mamas would say. Shit that this and that would say. And they have one called shit conscious black people would say and do.
Yes.
Now, when I tell you, this is the total illustration of the shit I've been telling you for three fucking years. Now, it's called, what I'm going to do is put the link in the room. I suggest you not watch it now if you want to hear this show, but you eventually just get it up and get ready. Real funny, I just put the link in the room. A couple of people seen it already and it's going around already.
Yes.
What's so funny about it? In fact, every single thing the woman makes fun of in the video is absolutely correct, and it will work.
Yes.
But the difference is, as I've been telling you before, being conscious has nothing to do with social behavior. And what she did was clown social behavior, not consciousness itself, because I haven't looked at the girl's other videos, but I'm told she's a conscious person. So she, and even to make light of it, even to make light of what she was making light of, you have to know that shit. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But what she was making fun of was the behavior of you get when you kind of, now I've been clowning this shit for the longest. I've been the only one doing it. Now you see an illustrated form of exactly what I'm talking about. This overachieving bullshit of deep when it's unnecessary. Again, everything she said was absolutely right, and you're supposed to do it.
That's
but you don't have to create this persona in which to accomplish these goals. And we're talking about that Hotep and Peace Queens and all the rest of that kind of shit and all of this fronting with this social goddamn attitude, thinking that you have done something conscious because your attitude has changed and nothing in you has really changed. So I think, as funny as that was supposed to be, I think it's very important and illustrates some of the things I was talking. So again, on the remix, when I'm around, we're interested, and I even when I'm not around, because I've heard shows that blues had without me, and all this shit is about things you can actually do to really have true realization, especially in this time. At the end of this, no matter how you slice what it is you're calling this 2012 thing, we are all clear on one thing. Changes are coming. And changes are coming and dictated. It's been coming now. That's what the conscious thing was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From the age of Pisces, we went into the age of information. And the age is called the age of Aquarius is the age of knowing. All things that were ignorant and covered get washed away. That's the man with the pitcher, washing it away.
Okay.
And that's that in mythology. They also say that in Yoruban, in the Orisha or the Yoruba mythology, that Olokun rises from that ocean and washes all that ignorance and bad intentions away, meaning the subconscious mind or what was hidden now becomes prevalent. You get what I'm saying? And washes what you call this ignorance away. So there's always been this debate that the earth will still stand. We just go into a new age, a new form of enlightenment. Really, to me,
right.
So what? If we do that, you still need to be prepared for that. It
yeah.
just doesn't happen
so
automatically. It is you moving toward it. If that happens, that's a process of moving towards that. How do you know? Because they told you this story in mythological form that later became folklore in the Bible, which was the story of Moses. The people
yeah.
who were trying to make the golden calf was the age of Taurus. The people who, Moses, who stood on the mountain with the new laws of the new age of Aries, that's why they would blow the ram's horn, he was telling, you stay in this age mentality, you will die
right.
if you don't go to the new, if you don't go into a new thought pattern of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, well, damn, that would be 99.9% of niggas. Not really, because
right.
even church niggas, once you get past Jesus is coming and Jesus is going to save me, they still are set up for something better to happen. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For a brighter
right.
day. So if all things that were in ignorance or uncovered start to come to light, that because they lined themselves up with a new and brighter day, all they just need is the information and understanding of what it is that represents that brighter day. They just
right.
they would have the problem if they holding on to Jesus as that brighter day in this
right.
in this age of knowing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now the ones who know now that we call conscious are just the adepts among us.
Right.
The other ones are just waiting for that evolution to come based upon the cosmic change. We are the ones down here who initiated that evolution based upon our conscious work. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, and as I pointed out, see, that conscious work was only left to a few of us because most of us became conscious socialites. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what that's why I brought up this little video, because it has it. Because it has showed us how foolish you can get. First and foremost, conscious thinking, true conscious thinking, no one's supposed to know what the fuck is going to happen next.
Right.
Because you are creating something new. So the fact that someone can dictate and mimic you, that shows you how far down the ladder your ass became. Niggas you can mimic some shit I'm saying, but you'll never know what I'm doing next. Because, you know, people like
that's
to hit me with my own quotes, which I don't even remember
yeah.
half the time. I don't know. I said that shit? I don't know. Because it's stuck on trying to lock
right.
me into something, which I know is a part of the thinking process if we're trying to get this, trying to get this information. But we got to understand something. Let me be clear on this. I hope everything I say today is contradicted by tomorrow. So all of these
right.
debates and, well, Panic said that, but he means that. You failed. You will
right.
never catch me in that world because I hope
right.
I contradict myself while you're looking for, and nobody really does, but if you're looking for contradictions, I hope you find them. That means I've changed. That means I've changed my thought. I hope everything I say today has failed by tomorrow and I have to come up with a new philosophy. That means things are moving. So when we try to lock ourselves into something, which the only thing we really can do, see, when people aren't, see, that's why I was so adamant about giving people message of contacting spirits to get information, going within selves, come to these realizations that all the ancient things that they're talking about, how it's done, for the reason that you will feel the progress. Because if you don't
right.
feel progress, if you don't feel
right.
progress, you have to start changing the outside. So then you wear more
yeah.
earrings. You wear more necklaces, more rings.
Right.
You dress a little bit more space age. Your hair wrap went from 7 inches to 25 inches. You do things on the outside to make you feel like the progress is being made for the lack of progress that's really being made on the inside.
Yeah.
Most of the
right.
people that does so much inner work, they look the same, dress the same, and most eat the same.
Oh, true.
You get what I'm saying?
That's
because
right.
all of that stuff has nothing to do with true progress. You get what I'm saying? The true progress you need to make. There's nothing wrong with socially changing your look to match what's happening on the inside. But that thing has gone crazy now. Now it is the shared definition of consciousness by the outside, when the outside was supposed to reflect what's going on inside,
now inside,
you have a bunch of, nothing going on the inside, but a whole lot of fireworks on the outside. Right, a whole lot of fireworks going on in the outside. So one of the things I was adamant about is how do you turn whatever it is you're doing to the inward side. See, that's why you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree that Baphomet's the shit. I don't give a fuck what you do. But what I do talk about primarily is how to do whatever you do for self-realization. So, see, I want to say this shit because I want – so when you when someone joins us on the remix in March telling me this is the first time they heard this shit, you get to go back and understand what it is you're about to get into, at least with me.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But like I said, what I'm saying is not far from what most messengers who bring you this information say anyway. If they don't say it outright, they believe that the intention is clear. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The intention is clear. But the difference between me and a lot of people who talk to you is I play in bullshit, shits and giggles and tickle titties on Facebook with you all day. Nobody does that. You get what I'm saying? Not a lot of teachers do that. They're on Facebook and they give you peace and blessing, but I share and bullshit and giggle and do funny pictures. Meaning, I know you niggas. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't play above D. I know you niggas. So what I speak on is because I know you. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm one of you. I put myself in the same position. I don't, and I could do that, too. Act like I am holier than thou. Just say a whole tap to you and a peace, beloved, and keep it like that. But I play and giggle and send funny pictures and reply to everything. The idea is because I want to understand who it is I'm talking to. So when I'm saying it from understanding, not from a place of judging. You get what I'm saying? Understand it. And if even if I was judging, I still am in the position to judge because I still offer solutions. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't just judge you and don't offer you no solution. Oh, the black people ain't this, the black people ain't that. We offer solutions here. So when you fuck with me, you fucking with solutions. You get what I'm saying? You fucking with potential solutions. And I'll do you one better. If you don't find any solutions, no harm, no foul. There's no charge for this. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You get to move on to whatever doctrine you was. So the idea here is that inner work, We about that, especially in this upcoming year. Now, you may say, what is this upcoming year? Because no matter how many they read on it, I'm still getting asked. What I can tell you is as many documentaries, as many shits that I've seen, nobody actually knows what the fuck is happening. That's the real story.
True.
What the only one thing you can count on, the only thing you can count on is that the change that is coming, either one or two things are going to happen. The most extreme I have seen in this is the predictions that the world cleansing itself means the planet Earth itself will be gone.
Yeah.
And and it will emerge on the in the Let me be more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
There is a black hole in the middle of our gateway, Milky Way. This
of
is called by the Mayans the Zaboba, Gateway, but the Zaboba Gaff. And this is a known thing. If you remember in Star Wars, George Lucas, he had a character named Zaboba. He was doing the pod races with Anakin. Zaboba is basically, now, when this was said, this couldn't be confirmed at the time. But it is now confirmed there is a black hole in our Milky Way. They call it the Great Mother's Vagina. Now, for the first time in every 13,000 years, they said there are lineups. And after these 13,000 years, there are major changes. So there were dinosaurs. They told you it was a meteor that hit them, but they said no. There's a cultist that said, no, it was one of those shifts. Then they said there was woolly mammoths and snaggletooth tigers, 13,000 years, one of those shifts, they're all extinct. Now, the difference is this is probably one of the most strongest lineups, this particular cycle, which comes to the 2012. And all the planets, including the sun, lines up with this black hole in the Milky Way. Now, there are theories. What happens is that energy shoots through this Milky Way. The poles shift. What does that mean? So North Pole and South Pole, our planet is held together by a magnetic web or a magnetic aura. And the way the aura is now, the energy moves from south to north, meaning all of our energy goes to the cosmos. Now, this makes sense because everything we look towards the stars for everything we need, but we really don't get nothing back. So God is up there. Jesus is up there. Buddha's up there. Oshun is up there. We're giving our energy up. So when the pole shifts happen, our magnetic interface changes, the planet changes, and then the energy now comes to Earth. So the energy, the light, the wisdom of the cosmos, all that stuff we was calling Buddha, Oshun, we have the realization because now the stars and the cosmos and the light is feeding us. So we on Earth, we're now building great cities again and pyramids and this and that. Now, for me, that's truly not enough. You get what I'm saying? Really, now, and I say it's not enough because of this theory. There's a theory most of, I spoke a little bit about it before, Barbara Hand Clow, another alias, Kuan Yin, I'll find her name and get the books for you. The Palladian Agenda is one of them, but before I finish this, I'll have both of those books for you. And they talk about Earth and even other planets get to join once we're at this 2012 and the consciousness is raised. We get to join what they call this galactic federation. And basically, the light of what Earth is, the physical, there's a light in a tree, there's a light in a rock, we call it spirit. There's a light in everything. Those things are trapped in a mountain, those things are trapped in a tree, or the earth, those things are trapped in an herb pack. All of these energies that are trapped, just like you are trapped in your body, get to be released. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Get to be released, go through that black hole, and reestablishes itself in a more etheric way. So basically the Earth moves into this and is now back in the Sirius star system at a higher frequency, the physical as we know it. If you choose to stay on Earth, you can. But being advanced, you can move on. But in other words, Earth falling and turning into a physical body then redeems itself as a light being. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As the people do on it. Now, she's saying they're waiting for this big consciousness to reemerge. See, but the difference with them, they don't look at the common Negro as that consciousness that was always reemerging as the Black Panthers, Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, as a path, you know, Sojourner Truth, Martin Luther King, as a reality that was coming into fruition. Up until now, we're dealing with our occult science once again. So they're not factoring that in. They're just looking at Little Wayne and you know what I'm saying, and Birdman and them as the standard of what we're doing. You get what I'm saying? And they feel what they're doing in a new age, which is an oxymoron within itself. How do you deal with ancient information and call it new age? You know what I mean? It doesn't make no sense. It doesn't make any sense. You can't do it. So hold on for 1 second, Blue. Give him a little thing.
All right. So, you guys, we are live here with Brother Panic, live in the remix, and we are chatting and chilling. And also, Brother Panic will be taking your occult questions for you this evening. So if you're not on the phone line, you definitely want to get on the phone line if you can, 646-652-2711. This is a great time for you to begin to get your occult questions together. If you want to reach out to Brother Panic for any of the things that he does, any of the products, the herb pack, which I know everybody knows about that, out of print books, chants, baths, and much more. Panic, PANIC, Pat, PAC.com. And definitely make sure that you tag him and hit Brother Panic up so you can get all of that information as well as all of the shows that has been done as well. Lots of information, as you guys know. You can either download them here from the remix, go to iTunes and get them, hit myself up or Brother Panic. All right, I'm going to turn it back over.
All right, so we're back. Had to check a little thing around the house there. Okay, so they're not looking at us as that entity that has brought back this consciousness. They're not even looking at us as this entity that brought forth this consciousness. You know, they're too stuck on themselves, which is good. That's all a distraction. So this consciousness is back, and it is ready for that shift. What they're thinking, their idea is that when war stops and President Bush finally goes, oh, okay, I get it now, is when
right.
all this is supposed to happen. That's not the case. It is happening now. So that's another theory. Like I said, there's a bunch of theories. But I'll do you one better. It very well may be all of these things. You get what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
It very well may be. It depends on where your head is at and what you plan to do. You get what I'm saying? So, but we clear that it's ushering a new age of light that now comes mm-hmm. in. So if you stay on a physical earth, you'll be in a new age of light here. If there's a spiritual body or etherical body of earth that moves on, you'll be in a new light there. If the mm-hmm. earth is gone and your light lives on to a whole new reality, which I'm comfortable with too, you'll be
right.
living there. So the debate that's in the air is there's an earth or there is no more earth. Either way, mm-hmm. like I said, if you have Netflix, there are 1,001 documentaries. But I want to also be
sure.
clear on this. I will also want to be clear mm-hmm. on this, that it's not just the Mayan prophecy. When you watch these 2012 documentaries on Netflix, they'll give you at least 7 to 8 different
yes.
systems, mm-hmm. mythologies, and cultures that talk about
yes.
this time now. Shit, the I Ching alone, when they did their mathematical calculations,
right.
as they do, they found out that the I Ching ends
mm-hmm.
2012 now. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that I do know spiritually, and we're going to get into one of them tonight, where we are being prepared for a journey. I do know that.
Yes.
I do know that, and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Sean
oh, yes.
King Cook, and as he's known as Fish and Marshmallows to the conscious community, like I was talking to this brother. I was like, yeah, my man Sean said that. He said, oh, you mean Fish and Marshmallows? I'm like, word. I don't think he want to go down like that, but it is what it is. Now, he started getting channels from one of the Tuskegee Airmen, Benjamin Davis. You can find him on Wikipedia as Benjamin O. Davis. They did a movie, Tuskegee Airmen, and I'm going to tell you who played them. Andre Brower, I think is how you pronounce his name. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to look at this right now. Yeah, Andre Brower, he's the guy, he's the black guy who's always on like CSI, that serious, serious, extra serious nigga. He was on Get on the Bus. He was the dark-skinned dude that said he was going to play.
Oh, okay.
He was going to be in a movie with Denzel. Distinguished actor. And don't worry, that chapter in my book when I'm telling you how these niggas sold out, He's got a little
right.
paragraph. Don't worry, we got everybody.
Now,
okay, but this is interesting. Sean told me this months ago. They have a movie coming out now called The Red Tails,
yep.
which is about
yep,
the Tuskegee Airmen. Ben Davis came back through, and then I took this shit serious and started talking to Ben O. Davis Jr. The Tuskegee Airmen. That was a battle being played out. These are airmen, which are nothing but gods.
Yes.
This is nothing
right.
but gods. Now, they mm-hmm. talk about, not the Ramayana, the Rig Veda, the Hindu, one of these
mm-hmm.
Hindu mythology books, but they give you a detailed description of flying wars, you know, good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
Then you even have white
right.
man who took the Rig Veda
mm-hmm.
and started designing based upon the schematics that were left in this mythology
mm-hmm.
book to see if this ship could actually fly. And it could actually fly. They would just call it dragons with breathing nostrils and all the rest of this shit. Also,
mm-hmm.
you can see that there's something called Ancient Aliens on Netflix. It's a show. You should watch that series, but it's a show anyway
mm-hmm.
that goes detail in the Rig Veda. They also did a schematic for Ezekiel's machine, and they found out they did the model with the specs from the Bible and found out that can actually fly. Now, they tell you about these wars that come in the skies before a new age or something new, or to establish years of peace. When I got in contact with Ben Davis, when I found out the plane of, because I'm looking at this movie as they advertise in Red Tails, which is coming out of the house of Lucas Films, George Lucas, that has done Star Wars now, which I'm trying to tell you, he ain't doing a Negro movie for nothing. You get what I'm saying?
No,
he has
no.
The Negro wife, they ain't put that them niggas is a cultist, and them niggas are master astral travelers. Again, Credo Mutuar, George Lucas made all those Star Wars characters, so-called. Credo Mutuar, a Zulu shaman, certified, said, I've seen Darth Maul, I've seen R2-D2, and C-3PO way in the astral world, way before I've heard of anything called a Star War.
Right.
So he's seen these, so these niggas are going there to get these characters to create these.
Right.
That's why these stories are so captivating, because they're coming from deep in the psyche. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention they're just mythology. Darth Vader is nothing but Osiris. You're just talking about the whole Kabbalah. So they're set up based upon your archaeology, your archetype template. So that's why they're interesting, and they're going based upon your mind. So these existed in the astral. These are occultists. Why are they doing Tuskegee Airmen pitches? It's directed by someone else, but it's backed up by Lucas Films. The Red Tails. Now, when I talked to him, he said, because I'm like, why are they doing this shit? Who gives a fuck what some niggas sacrifice? It's all mind control, showing you how niggas fought to be just regular niggas. You get what I'm saying? You know, enough already. We've done this already. We've got about 14 feature films with every Negro except Denzel playing an airman. You know what I mean? Or Buffalo Soldier, some shit. So now, when Ben Davis came through and said, this is my movie, the Tuskegee Airmen were fighting a spiritual war the same as the Rick Vader for a future time. For a future time. We fought a war for something that was coming now. We were the Red Tails, which is nothing but what? The root chakra. It's something we had to do for the beginning, because y'all are going to be traveling. In other words, airmen. You get what I'm saying? Y'all as these people are becoming the gods, and this is not really mostly for conscious people. This is for those Christian stuck people who cannot fight that spiritual war. Get what I'm saying? Ben Davis and his crew, well, as a human, they thinking they're fighting for America and free rights so niggas can have licorice and milkshakes wherever they want. But that's the human excuse. Now they understand coming home, talking from this war. He died in 2002. And it was one of those deaths where his wife died, and a few months later he died. You get what I'm saying? But he's coming back saying, no, we had to fight a lot of wars to open up pathways. There was spiritual war. We think it's for the civil rights movement. It's actually us laying the plan. See, if I would have had the time, I would have did a little bit on Martin Luther King and made contact with him to see. Because some of those things, I'm going to tell you one of those things that was a lot of what he did while we're debating about the human aspect. Well, he was a government, he was there. It was for a future time. It was for a future time. That time is now. These people were instrumental in helping our people, but not helping them to get rights and bank accounts and better homes and educations. That was the human cause. There was a spiritual cause. There was a war being fought with the ethers, with all of that marching, all of that getting beat, all of that shit. Because I could never for the life of me figure out why these niggas is doing this shit to drink coffee at Woolworths. I could never for the life of me figure that until you inject some spiritual understanding into what it is that's going on here. You get what I'm saying? So the Tuskegee Airmen, Ben Davis, for you people who do your altars and your candles and your ancestors, you want to get Ben Davis. To look him up as Benjamin O. Davis Jr., to find out his story and to get his pictures. You want to put it up. Right now it's real, real powerful that you put it up, especially if you have ignorant people in your house. Because Ben Davis Ben Davis, yes. What they did as Tuskegee Airmen, that battle they fought was actually for these dumb niggas in church. You get what I'm saying? Mm. For these dumb niggas in church. So we now what based upon what Ben Davis right, and somebody just put the Immortals where you've seen in the Immortals at the end of the movie, you had the Titans having an air battle with these false gods. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
See, what you're talking about is you need to start to activate that Tuskegee Airmen shit. You get what I'm saying? That's what Ben Davis is. It has been physically laid out already. Now it's time to deal with these guys spiritually. So now, because of that, my plate is fucking full again, revisiting these fucking groups with civil rights era and seeing what these war was according to mythology. You get what I'm saying?
And you know
according to mythology.
I want to say this because you brought up some real good stuff and definitely in real time. When you talked about the Red Tails, it takes me back to when I did the show. You remember the Sisters of Transformation in that channel that I got for those four sisters and the Red Records, which is where they were killing them. And this is now the Red Tail. Well, the meaning of a Red Tail is a hawk. It's actually an American hawk that is dark brown, and it has a red tail. So it's all of these things, like you said, connected to the root chakra, all of this coming out based upon those that came before us. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there, especially about, you know.
It would have to be considered, most of this, you probably, at the end of the day, will find Heru involved for this reason. Heru represents our transformation. So Osiris represents the old or subconscious. Actually, Set represents the old, which means Set represents who we were as cosmic rulers. Even on Earth, there was Set worship in pre-dynastic times. And for everyone who's trying to fake like they know what that means, the dynasties were all the pharaohs that you heard, King Seti, Queen Tai, and Ramses as you go on. That's the dynasties. Dynasties, meaning they had a king and a ruler. Pre-dynastic is before the dynasties. Usually they connect that to Sumerian. And there's a book by Mog Morgan, M-O-G-G, last name M-O-R-G-A-N. He also writes fiction. I wouldn't get that bullshit. Unless you're into it, but he wrote The Bull of Ombos, Ombos, O-M-B-O-S, The Bull of Ombos, where he's talking about Set worship. He's done another book. Let me see. I know I have it here. Okay, there's another book you could get, though. This is his, too, I think. It's called Tankum by Mog Morton. T-A-N-K-H-E-M, Meditations on Seth Magic, meaning there's also a book, if you can get, The Seven Faces of Darkness, Practical Typhonian Magic by Don Webb, D-O-N, last name W-E-B-B. That's a lot of calls and chants to Set. And I believe he said he did like a temple thing to Set. He also has a book, Mysteries of the Temple of Set, Inner Teachings of the Left-Hand Path by Don Webb. Get those. Those are books on more information on Set besides just some bad guy. And then when Set became the bad guy, it was only because the times were changing. Just like Jesus was the bad guy to Islam. You get what I'm saying? And Moses used to be Jesus. So the Christians, if you call Moses the Savior Jesus, they would have a problem. You get what I'm saying? Because the old guy becomes out of fashion with the new. Same thing that happened here. So Osiris became the subconscious mind. His son, Horus, became the redeemer of the subconscious mind, the active force while the father sleeps. You get what I'm saying? That's really the quest of the Holy Grail mysteries as well. The Grail represents the sleeping subconscious mind and so on and so forth. But the quest itself represents Horus. So the Red Hawk, The Red Tails, of course, is the Horus. You know what I'm saying? In flight,
right.
That's these guys. These are Horus guys.
That's
a definite.
That's
so
right.
You'll usually see this Haru thing connected. You see this Haru thing connected because that's what we're doing here. You get what I'm saying? That's how that's the symbol of our rise. You get what I'm saying? The all-seeing
right.
eye, which is this illumination. Now, so
right.
again, like I said, Ben Davis or Benjamin Davis, we got to get with him now. It's very important to get with him because, let me see. It's more important, like if you got a house full of monkeys, you get what I'm saying, that you live with. Because
this
is going to bring his energy in the house, and that's the battle, the spiritual level of the battle that was fought by the Tuskegee Airmen. You get what I'm saying? That was the spiritual level of that battle. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's very, because nobody can figure out what to do with Christian folk, but we need to understand that we got this. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we put things in place. We put their things in place for them to get their monkey asses about this motherfucker as well. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
In other words, you can look at a Christian or whomever as a child. So we have done things to take care of our child. And it just makes so much effort, it makes so much sense that the entire civil rights movement was a Christian movement.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So which means those things are in place on the spiritual level as well, those sacrifices, those four little girls and all the rest. It just makes so much sense because Bobby went down. Where was those girls killed in that church? Alabama?
It's in Alabama. That's when he went down, yes.
He went to... he went down to Alabama for a lecture, and they drove him past the church. When he went past the church, he seen the four girls inside the church. Then he did a whole ritual. They did a whole thing to free those girls. He connected. I think he talked about it on your show, maybe. He did a whole mythology, redeemed those four girls to those four pillars, and it was Isis. It was connected with the four sons of Horus. He did a whole big thing for them ritualistically, but one of their roles was to bring home the dead. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To bring home the dead.
Right.
So now it's starting to make sense, some of this civil rights shit. You get what I'm saying? It is is a war where we thought was on the white man's ignorance, but it was actually a war on the ignorance of matter itself. So these things, these big events, have double meanings. Now it's time for us to dig deep within it. I don't know how far I want to go, but I guarantee you those who are on the frequency will start realizing why niggas was doing them syphilis experiments. Niggas will come up with spiritual reasons for all this shit now. You get what I'm saying? But we in that time, and if when you're talking about the root chakra, that's why you hearing root chakra information with this, because...
Yeah.
We are starting to break through to where these things are being revealed now. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're being revealed. So you're going to hear a lot of root chakra shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear a lot of root chakra shit. Then it's eventually going to go on to, now I get why this and that. Now, I promise you some understanding, which I've talked about before on Martin Luther King, but it makes sense to go here. Now, let me say this. The Palladium book I was talking about is by Amora Kuan Yin, A-M-O-R-A-H, middle name Q-U-A-N, last name Yin, Y-I-N. The Palladium workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ka, she wrote, which is pretty good, and the Palladium workbook, Awakening Your Divine Ba, same author. The Palladium Agenda, The New Cosmology for the Age of Light, introduction by Barbara Hand Klo is also good. They do a lot of channeling. So, you got to separate through their channels and so on and so forth, but that's those books. Now, Martin Luther King, around the time Obama was becoming elected, a lot of these ancestors who were in civil rights or who have made an American mark in some form or fashion, they would not stop coming to me. They would not come through. So what did this mean? Does it mean Obama is our savior? No, but he does. He could be the evilest, most, whatever it is that scares you the most, the Boule, the Illuminati, or if you're scared by Blue Ivy, that's who the fuck he is. You get what I'm saying? None of that matters. You know what I'm saying? He could be Blue Ivy himself. None of that matters. But as a spiritual symbol, it still marks a time period. And blacks used to say it. They measured success with one day you could be the president. And in that line, two things. We know half these dumb niggas would never be a president. Half these dumb niggas wouldn't even be janitors. You know what I'm saying? But it carried a feeling of that's when there is a black president, that's when we know we're doing something. Let's just look at it that way.
Right.
Now, now also from the direct from the psyche of the white man, every disaster movie in the goddamn 90s, they always had a black president. You get what I'm saying? Every end of the world, every asteroid crash and everything. So that's directly from their psyche, as if they know or if they were tapping into predictions, which is which seemed to be obvious. So when Obama came, there's no president that has did anything that really changed your life. So there's no reason he would. If he's, let's pretend somehow he's naive and thought he could, it never would have happened. Only humans should be doing that. But based upon the ancestors that came, I truly understood that as a symbol, he was an end time event. You get what I'm saying? If for no other reason, for this reason alone, because there are predictions of Mayat being established in the West, or Mayat returning to the West. Osiris, the great Westerner, will rise in the West. So, and there are also a group of Egyptians. Bobby talks about this one too. There's a group of Egyptians who will not look Egyptian, who will not act Egyptian, but will appear Egyptian. So they talk about us in our ignorance. They said, but they will return. They will return. They will return and rise back up in the West. There's in the Angkor Wat. I have it on my YouTube page, Occult Lectures YouTube page. You need to go there and look for Eugene Adams, Asians in America, where he shows you on the actual wall in Angkor Wat, Cambodia. If you don't know what Angkor Wat is, it's another wonder of the world that they don't promote. It was covered over by jungle, and it was predicted. Yeah. It's probably one of the most beautiful things. It was predicted that it would be covered over by jungle and protected by the monkeys or Hanuman. Mm-hmm. So it was a monkey kingdom when they uncovered it back in the 60s, I believe. And they said when they uncovered it, this is the shit that happened in America. They had a riots that the Watts riots, but they first calling the Watts riots Inglewood and Watts, Inglewatts riots, and at the same time they covered Angkor Wat. Loosely based on Angkor Wat is the movie Apocalypse Now. In Apocalypse Now, they go deeper in the jungle and they find this a lost city. In this lost city, the man was absolutely crazy. It was loosely based on them finding Angkor Wat in Cambodia. And they also said this was actually one of the things they were in Vietnam fighting for. That was the rumor. Who knows if that's true? On Angkor Wat, you must see this because they show you detailed hieroglyphs of the Black Buddha. All this is documented on YouTube right now. You can watch it right after the show. And they show hieroglyphs of Black people in America, which looks like hypodermic needles. All of this is done in such and such BC, way before there was such a thing as America as we know it now. Hypodermic needles. They show Black people playing horns. Then they show the Black Buddhas. And they say the Black Buddhas will rise in the West. and establish balance again in the West. So this shit is predicted. This is about us. We doing what we doing. Now we just starting to uncover why the civil rights movement. And see, now I know why fucking Ben Davis is coming, because it's fucking Martin Luther King's birthday. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why they coming
right.
now. I said I didn't prepare nothing, but clearly, them niggas is talking now. So the father of the civil rights movement is talking right now. And what he's telling us is there was a spiritual, I totally get this shit now. There was a spiritual war going on at the same time this physical war was going on. As conscious people, we need to look past that they were fighting for loaves of bread and understand they were fighting for those who cannot fight for themselves on a spiritual level. And most of them sacrificed for it. So we got to understand these gods came down earlier to do some work. So we need to understand. Y'all here for a hot remix exclusive tonight. This thing is coming together now. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it looks like there's going to be some work. Now, just to top this off with a cherry, Martin Luther came around the time all of that Obama hype was going on. Martin Luther King said, let's be clear. I am Moses. I am the deliverer. I said, well, there's no problem with that. Obama got in office 40 years after Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King told me, well, the so-called Israelites traveled 40 years in the desert. That 40-year period between me dying and now is nothing more than us wandering in the desert. The consciousness represented that food or manna. He was saying symbolically or spiritually. At the same time, Charlton Heston dies that year, who played Moses.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you think Martin Luther King is a peaceful, solitary man and all that shit and have a dream, he said, I fuck him daily. I said, damn. He said, well, that just seems cold because the nigga just played, you know, Moses. He said, no, who gives a fuck about that? First of all, he stepped in alignment with the energy. And then what I didn't know, to keep that little punk ass shit going, he would show up to Martin Luther King's speeches, Charlton Heston, because you got a bunch of insane black people who really think he's Moses. I don't know if it was at the actual funeral, but some sort of funerary rite, Charlton Heston spoke for Martin Luther King at Martin Luther King. So in other words, trying to suck that up, and then not to mention all that gun ritual and unconscious nigger hate playing Ben-Hur. So it tore his ass up. But for the most part, I've talked about this before, even white people could take templates of energy that are ours. That's your true birthright. Because somebody's got to be a Moses. Now, we all know that was motherfucking Isaac Hayes, who also died that year.
Oh, yes. Isaac Hayes died that year. The black Moses.
He left on that gateway. The 9-9 gateway or something? He left in on that gateway. You get what I'm saying? He was the black Moses. Left in that 40-year period. Y'all niggas got to understand how this shit is going. He said we are tearing Charlton Heston's ass up because that so-called swagger that he tried to step in those shoes, Obama has to take it. That's why all of these niggas was looking at Obama as the Messiah. You get what I'm saying? Now, on a spiritual level, he is. But on a somebody help me with my rent level, you just as ass out as anybody else. You better off calling on Blue Ivy. You get what I'm saying? Blue Ivy can help you better than Obama would. So the thing here is we got to understand. So he's already broke. Martin Luther King has already broke his mystery to me with this Moses energy. Because remember, Moses, at the end of the day, is just another fictional story from the Bible, but it's a story or a mythology about deliverance. You get what I'm saying? But really, not delivering the conscious, delivering the masses of people. You get what I'm saying? Because the masses of people need a Messiah. They need a deliverer. The idea is the conscious people don't. So we need to understand these things as as, and we're going to get the question and answers now, but I got one more announcement to make, and I'm also coming back on Friday to do the same kind of thing, because we never get down to these real questions and answers kind of thing. So I'm also coming on Friday to do back. But we need to understand, if you're going to talk about Blue Ivy, you might as well use it to try to get some check money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I was kind of out of the, you know, spending time with family when that whole Blue Ivy thing dropped. And I'm like, well, what's making the fuss about Blue Ivy? You know, and a couple of people said a few things, and I'll say the reason, because the energy of Blue has already been raised up. Otherwise, that Blue Ivy, you know how many people done had babies that ain't nobody talking about?
You're right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could have 17 kids.
The only reason it matters is because you recognize what the energy of Blue brings. Otherwise, what would be the point of talking about it?
People need to understand this fundamentally. And this is so bad. See, Jay-Z is not really answering this because it sells more records. It creates, and you got to stay relevant. But let me be clear on this shit. He did answer it once. And Jay-Z, I don't know how deep he was into it, but through Jazzo, was dealing with Nuwabian information. He dressed Nuwabian hats, so he's not a total idiot. You get what I'm saying? That's number one.
Right.
And number two, he said, people, I am a black boy from the projects. If anybody, all this Illuminati, this is what's even worse about your fear of the Illuminati. You don't even know what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It is a secret white privilege. It's not even that no more. But let's even say
it's
it
not
is.
That, no.
It is a secret blood. It is a blue blood family. You can only get through it through birth. It is based upon the pharaohs. Basically, you can't have a son who's a king who doesn't have the blood. So this is a blood tradition passed down. Then when you add the bullshit on it, these are aliens who have blue blood that tie in human bodies that control the world.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you want to really get down to it, there is no way Jay-Z could be in the Illuminati. You get what I'm saying? In fact, if he wanted to dedicate himself to any secret society, he has about 157 of them to actually get through to put in an application for the Illuminati. And if you know the name Illuminati, that means, guess what? They're not the Illuminati anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then on the other hand of this, if Jay-Z is named his daughter after Satan, isn't that what we've been waiting for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, if him and Beyonce are using Baphomet to get some money, they only back up my point. They only back up my point, which is, okay, now why don't you use Baphomet for a higher cause? Because if he could work for this lower cause, shit, imagine what he can do if you want to really do something about it, if that's the case. You need to get with some shit that works. You get what I'm saying? Or would you rather have Jay-Z naming his daughter Jesus? Because there's so many motherfuckers who name their children after Jesus, nobody says nothing then. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we know Jesus ain't real.
Right.
And if you're going to say Jesus ain't real, then you have to say, well, Satan ain't real. So if he names his daughter after Satan or Jesus, what the fuck would you care? You know what I'm saying? And unless you still in some church shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's naming his daughter after Satan Almighty. And somebody names their child Jesus Almighty. Nobody would say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody would say nothing. So what is it you really saying? You get what I'm saying? We need to, like I said, this is the shit that we need to really get the fuck away from. Because at the end of the day, even if all of this was 100% true, it does nothing to raise you up. It does nothing to raise you up.
Absolutely.
You know, the idea is to raise yourself. If he's doing it, and I'll do you one better, ain't a goddamn thing you could do about it if he was.
What could you do about it if he was?
Nothing. So talking about it is really doing nothing.
Absolutely.
We need to just think of you. I mean, to even say it, imply it, shows your own ignorance on what it is you think you're fighting. You get what I'm saying? What it is you think you're fighting.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now this is the part before we go into question and answers.
Okay.
Where I'm going to slow it down. You need your pens and pads. All right. Atlanta Lectures. We're slowing it down now. Atlanta Lectures. Now, we have an email now. AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. This is what's going on. I made contact with a brother who is conscious, Brother Law, or Lawrence Shear. He's on Facebook, and so you could contact him there or contact him or myself at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. This is how it's going to go down, folks. He has the place. I've seen the place. In fact, I went to the place while there is a live lecture. And when I tell you the place is off the hook, off the hizzy, it's off the hizzy. So he purposely invited me down then so I could see what it looks like with a live lecture. And we have been formulating, and we are at the place where this thing is now set up and it is going to happen. I've gotten over 200 lectures. Somebody said they're in Amsterdam. Don't worry, frowny face. I'm going to answer that as well. Yes, and we're going to do a European tour as well. All of these things are coming up, and we're going to incorporate all of the Remix family. So get your asses ready for the next level to be doers in the 2012. Now, the first thing I want to do is give people the location. The location is off the hook. So if you're in the Atlanta area, the place is at 630. It's called the 630 Convention and Event Center. It's at 630 Travis Street, T-R-A-V-I-S, Atlanta, GA, 30318. Their phone number, 404-888-3690. Now, what you can do if you have your own event or you want to check out the place or become a vendor, I'm going to give out all this information. You can contact that number. Talk to Lawrence Shear. He's conscious. He listens to the Remix a long time. That's how he knew. And if you're doing anything, birthdays, weddings, celebrations, galas, cocktail receptions, rehearsals, a fashion show, any of that Negro shit that you do anyway, then this is the place to do it. It's 404-888-3690. You can fax them, 404-888-3691. Now, for our event, the one that we've been waiting for, we are talking for the first lecturer, and I want to hear your clap out there, Dr. Aleem Bey. Dr. Aleem is with it. We just have to confirm dates, but it's going to be off the fucking hook. The difference is when I've seen the place is so big, this is what we're going to do. I want you people to listen to this and stop all that fucking bebopping and scatting and shit in the room. It is going to be for 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Saturday and Sunday. We are looking at March 17th, March 18th, 2 days. Now, the first day is going to be a grand libation and get together and networking. And what we do on the first day is not going to be the lecture, but is everybody coming together. And I know people are driving. They may not want to do it, but it's okay. Bring your ass down anyway. People in the area, bring your ass down anyway. It's like more of a meet and greet. And then the next day is going to be the actual election. Dr. Lean will be in the house, and we're looking for a sister. We have one to open up the show. So we're going to have a sister. I'll be back Friday with more concrete details, but we need to get it on this week. But I tell you this, not the Remix, but the promotion that he has packed that place. Every seat was asked. Every plate was scraped. So we decided, because I started on the Remix, that we're going to have to do advanced ticket sales. So you niggas are going to have to get in quickly, because they had to turn 40 people away. So Remix people, you get first choice. You get what I'm saying? And from their promotion team, if those were to be the ones, the street people get turned away if need be. So, I'm not taking payments yet. We're not taking payments yet. Next week we'll be set up. But I'm going to start, we're starting to pull this stuff together. So, you need to send me
emails, atlantalectures@hotmail.com for further instructions. By next Friday, we should be taking payments, and based upon the instructions, we'll know if you're going to do 2 days, if you're going to do two people, all of these things will be explained. But let me say this, and let me say this clearly. There are no refunds. This is not the Panic Pack. Do not send payments to panicpack@hotmail.com, because if you do, I'm right. going to consider it a gift. But other right. than when you said you're not going to send payments yet, you're going to start reaching out. The people who have reached out to me at Panic Pack for Atlantic Lectures, I'm going to move your emails over to Atlantic Lectures, and you'll get an email from me with further instructions. You get what I'm saying? But what you want to do is you want to buy your tickets way in advance, because you also want to have, by the time March comes, money in your pocket, because there will be plenty of vendors. I'm telling you, they got even the vendors that they have, when I went off the hook, there was one nigga, there was a copper nigga there. This nigga was dressed in all copper. This nigga looked like he came from goddamn Andromeda or some shit. Know what I'm saying? And he had an off-the-hook aunt that I bought. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be there with a little bit of extra change in your pocket, because some of the vendors I've seen are extraordinary. You get what I'm saying? Extraordinary. So, again, start reaching out to atlantalectures@hotmail.com. And if you already email me at Panic Pack, no need. No need. I'm going to reply this week. If you don't get a reply by Saturday, then email me. But everyone who's already reached out to me, I'm going to reach out back from Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. One word, Atlanta Lectures with an S, hotmail.com. Start generating the interest. Then by next week, I'll start handing out invoices. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to say on this. With the invoices, this is not like the Panic Pack. This is not like the Panic Pack. The Panic Pack, you send me an invoice, and I have to email you mixed up folk back talking about what was it you ordered. So you're going to have to print out this receipt. You're going to have to show us at the door what it is that you have paid us for, so we can give you tickets as such for two people, three people, 2 days, and so on. So I want you to listen to these instructions. And before the end of the show, I'll try to give them out again. But you want to start generating interest at atlantalectures@hotmail.com. for further instructions. And again, you want to get these tickets in advance. You really do. Because if we make enough advance tickets, we can't go beyond that level. So you want to get it in. You want to be able to get in that day. And we're already locking down dates for all the people you love. So it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's going to be warm out here, so it's going to be outside, inside. The first night, we're going to have a DJ, libation, dancing, drumming, all that African-American shit that you love so much. You get what I'm saying? Well, that'll be the first night. Then the nights where you get your pen and pad is going to be next night. Now, for our international viewers, this is not ready yet, but it will be ready before the show. We're going to have streaming webcast. So you can sit naked in your own house watching it. You get what I'm saying? So we're setting that up now. That's not ready to take payment yet. When it is, you will know on the remix. So all the international, all the Californias, all the rest of those, you will be able to attend too. Get what I'm saying? So with that being said, I wanted to put that big announcement out because it's a big thing. I don't want y'all to get to atlantalectures.com and be fumbling with some bullshit, because it's not the Panic Pack. I don't have time to interface on that level. It's the level of you need to know what you need to be clear on what you're paying for with your information, so when we see you at the door, you're able to provide us with that information, and we're able to look on who paid and let you in with no grief. So know that. Okay. And like I said, y'all want to do it now. If y'all miss out, that's your ass out. You get what I'm saying? So you need to do that. All right. So I say, after that advertisement, well, you got one more advertisement. Remember, still in effect, herb packs, chant CDs, spiritual baths for this new year, very important. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. So come on and email me for those. And I, of course, I'll have plenty of panic packs at the show for those who've been complaining they don't have a PayPal and all the rest of that. So come on down. It's going to be a monster bash. This week I did a Lean Bay show to start warming it up, and next Wednesday I'll be doing part two to that show. He's also on Blog Talk. Just do one word search, Aline Bey, A-L-I-M-B-E-Y, and we'll be talking about more of what's coming up in the lecture as well. So now let's get it on in the remix. I guess we can go to question and answers. If you're ready there, Miss Blue.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's go ahead and go to the callers. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This yo boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
What's good, my boy?
What's good, Hotel Brother Fanny?
That's the new one.
Hey, I'm about to eat a spam sandwich on some white bread right quick.
All right, I hear that fly shit. Let me know how that worked out. All right, so what do we do for you here at the remix?
Hey, I was just calling in to say what's up. That's it. I ain't got no questions.
Okay, All right, glad you're listening, brother. Where you from Virginia? You gonna drive up to the? You driving up to the lectures?
Man, I'm contemplating on it right now, man. For real.
I'm telling you, based upon this plate, there's gonna be soul food, being, and we'll have the vegetarian shit. We gonna see who's fronting or not. And see, they all vegetarian when they smell that fish. You know what I'm saying? And them greens boiling. You gonna see if they still vegetarian, but it's gonna be that. Plenty. Also, let me point out vendors. If you're interested in vending at this event, contact me. That's a whole different thing. And I'm telling you, it's going to be big. The Jamboree Bash is going to be big. It's something not to miss. And I rode from Atlanta to Virginia. It's not that far, bro. So come on down.
I got one question for you, though. Now you say something. I got hey, what can I get an unk from? A good unk?
You can get it at the lecture. I just met Copper Man, and there's people. I mean, I'll tell you two things. There's a lot of people. Are you on Facebook, brother?
Yeah.
Hey, I just email me. I'll send you somebody. But that's the mail order. But that's what the idea of this lecture and libation and part for all of that shit they sell. See, that's where we used to be able to get it from the vendors. That was the whole idea. But now that the internet is open, you can get it from, you know, people who sell on the internet. I know a sister from Queens who's pretty good that does it. You know what I'm saying? There's a plenty of people. It depends, and they have their pictures up. So, you know, you just look at their work. But, like, see, when you go to these lectures, you know, there's, like, thousands. Like I said, there was a nigga who just worked with copper. He had on all copper and shit. You know what I'm saying? Which was awesome. I bought an arm from him. You know what I'm saying? And there are people who do many different things. So those type of networking places have always been the place to find these type of things. You know what I'm saying?
Hey Brother Patty.
Yeah.
Hey, I was friends with you on Facebook. You kicked me off your page, though.
Then you must have said some dumb shit. That,
I did.
You must have said some shit. You must have said some shit that was some un-brother panic shit. Shit.
Hey, Brother Patty, you forgive me? No.
Yeah, no, I forgive easy. You could, I forgive real easy. So you could, just let me know who you were.
All right. Hey, I got one more question for you. Y'all accepting any other vendors? I mean, okay.
Yeah. Email me at atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Let me know your interest for being a vendor. The vendor thing now is still open. We're looking for 20 vendors because we're going to do it outside. So, of course, we charge that fee. We're not going to kill you, but. You're going to make, because we got to, basically Friday is a vendor day. Friday is a vendor day. I'm sorry. Saturday. We're doing it Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is the vendor day. The vendor, the libation, the dance, the music, the fun, the meet and greet. Sunday is the lecture. Aline will be in the house on Saturday as well, and a lot of familiar faces will be, I'm sure. So that's the meet and greet. That's vendor day. That will be almost like how you we have those street fests, but it'll be in the location, some of it outside. So that's Saturday. On Sunday, those same vendors, you could do one day or 2 days. We're going to be vending on Sunday, so a lot of those needs, you got book vendors, all of this stuff will be there. So we're still looking for vendors. We have over the amount of people, but Remix people, as I pointed out, Remix family gets first priority. We're not taking any advance payments but from Remix people. Everyone else pays at the door, and if the place is packed and we can't afford, they have to make it the next time. So Remix family, because I brought it up here, gets first priority. The method for doing that is prepay through PayPal. Now, let me tell you, this is not convenient. This is more of a headache because I'm up to my neck in PayPal replies and mailing just off of herb packs. So this means I have to compile a data bank. This means a spreadsheet for who's paid and how much they paid. So, but it's the only thing we could do to accommodate everyone from the Remix. Because when I went to this place, it was standing room only for their promotional team. So I said, no, by the time I tell everybody on the Remix who have been waiting, close to 200 or more people have emailed me with interest for the lecture. So I said, by the time we get there, I don't want nobody coming from the Remix from South Carolina and can't get in. You following what I'm saying? Yeah. Not after I talked all of this shit for 2 months. You get what I'm saying? So one of my first concerns was that everyone from the Remix who is coming, who's making that commitment to come, make the commitment early. Therefore, we're able to say, through rain or shine, that person gets in. You get what I'm saying? That person gets in. So therefore, and then we're able to look at the list and say, well, 5 remixers haven't showed up yet. So we always maintain that 5 space. I guess we'll figure out a time, which I'll put on an email, where after a while, you know what I'm saying, that space. There are no refunds. There are no refunds. And I'll make sure that's on PayPal. So if you pay your ticket and don't show up after the event, you don't get to, well, panic, I didn't show up. I'm sorry. That's because everything is calculated to pay for people and ding. So you can't fuck up the church's money. I'm sorry. I wish I could do something else, but I'm sorry I cannot. So if you're going to make the commitment, know that you're going to come and so on and so forth, and we'll tell you when ticket sales will stop. If you can't make the advance commitment, you still could always pay at the door. You get what I'm saying? But like I said, I've seen that place is packed. So you want to get in now. And if I didn't make it clear, yes, vendors from the Remix, y'all get first priority. So far,
all right,
we have.
I'm about to finish eating this ham sandwich with this ravioli, big glass of Kool-Aid right quick.
All right, do what you got to do, player, because everything's everything.
Yes. And thanks for calling in. And no thing, if you want to get an unk, you know you can always hit Sister Rainwater up. She's on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook page, you can always get you one from Sister Rainwater. She makes a mad jewelry, got a lot of fire in it. You can always hit her up as well, too. So thanks for calling in.
All right, peace and take
peace.
Crazy. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 651. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
Hey, Mary.
Hi. Brother Panic, I have a couple of questions, and I was late getting into your show, and I'm trying to understand this fifth dimension thing. Is it based on your level of consciousness, on whether or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can explain it to you based upon there, because I think I know where you're going, unless there's another dimension to that question. I think I know where you're going with it. Now, the fifth dimension is supposed to be the dimension of enlightenment.
Okay.
And but this, we are now in the third dimension. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the third dimension is considered the world of matter, how you know and interpret this world. The fifth dimension is supposed to be a high more high vibratory. Therefore, the higher the vibration, the more you know, the more light you can receive. In other words, you have changed your reality. So two things I've heard on this. One thing is they say, well, our third dimension is moving to the fifth dimension. That's where we're going in 2012. And it is a hot, popping place. But based upon my study, I said, well, let's say we move to the fifth dimension, no matter what it is, how it is, as it's supposed to be greater. That means to me that we are not in the sixth dimension, which or the seventh dimension, meaning we are still trapped in another reality. You following me?
Uh-huh.
That no matter how you define this reality, it's still a reality that's not another reality. So the ultimate goal, and you will find this in what they call Gnostic teachings, the ultimate goal is to go beyond all dimensions. Because dimensions represent nothing but cracks or separations in reality. That's why one is the third, one is the fifth, and one is the fourth. So if you're switching from dimension to dimension or reality to reality, it's just going to one prison to another prison, even though one prison you may get stabbed repeatedly and raped repeatedly. The other prison is, wow, they serve, you know, on Tuesdays they serve us hamburgers. So it must be better. And you get ring-dings, so it must be better. So you could say it's better, but if you really just think about it in a common sense way, it doesn't sound too much better. Oddly enough, there was a group called the Fifth Dimension who made the Age of Aquarius.
Right, I got the album.
And it gets no deeper than that, you get what I'm saying, as well.
Okay.
Also, they'll say in, I believe it's Mayan mythology, we are coming into the fifth world. They define these worlds by, as I was pointing out, every 13,000 years there's a change.
Uh-huh.
So they say that we are ending the fourth world, which we are in, and we're coming into the fifth world. So people have connected that as well to the fifth dimension. So I've never seen much, and I'm probably sure you can find when somebody says, well, this is going to be happening in the fifth dimension, and there's going to be big hats and parties and disco every day, free bread. I've never seen that more than them saying that that's that. But usually the people who say that also add that somebody's putting them there. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's my next mission. I'm being placed in the fifth dimension next, so that's where I go. So the more you study this, and you'll see that from the New Age movement, the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, perhaps, now, as I said earlier, maybe all of these things happen based upon your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Is you have the choice to go to this place. And it's nothing wrong with that if that may be your level. But us being so old and down here so long,
uh-huh.
It would be actually depressing to think that this is our level. You get what I'm saying? As
uh-huh.
a whole, it's depressing. Now, personally, I've seen greater worlds, crystal cities, all of these things. I've had contact with interdimensional beings that live between dimensions, out of dimensions. I've been taken out of dimensions where I have transmissions for hours. Look at the mm-hmm. clock, it's 15 minutes. Outside the circle of time, but that's just me. I believe everyone can do that. You get what I'm saying? But I hate to inject my personal thing and say, believe it because I happen to do it. So instead of saying, believe it because I've seen it, I usually say, well, why don't you smoke an herb pack? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? So you can see for yourself what I know I've seen. You get what I'm saying? On many occasions, I'm way past just waking up with an experience. I can go wherever the fuck I want to go. And I believe all us with a pineal, kundalini, and melanin can achieve the same thing with cultivating that energy. So I've spent time telling people how to cultivate things instead of telling them my experience. But I've seen all of this. I've seen beyond what they're calling a fifth dimension, and I've seen the fifth dimension. And so me personally, I'm saying, no, we may need to think bigger, or we can think bigger. If, okay. But your path may be the fifth dimension. That's up to you to determine. But it's a good question. So that to say, a lot of that is based, like, if you look at, there's another, I can't remember which culture it is, but say we're about to go to the sixth world. You get what I'm saying? So is that the sixth dimension? You know what I mean? And you never see, and even if you do, it's all speculation on what the fifth dimension is to really, but everyone's so sure that we're going there. Maybe that's where that person is going. But I was, based upon my study, I'm trying to get home to Sirius, which is the center of the universe.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Right, which is the center of the universe. Sirius is the central sun of this universe. All other universes, including ours, spin around that central sun. So any occult story, you are either going in a circle or you are piercing that circle. That represents the vesica Pisces, or it represents the sun disk, the circle with the dot in the middle. You have to become that dot. That's the dot of the sun. Jesus is the sun or the light of the world. We're just talking about you becoming the sun is represented as your consciousness. And that middle dot represents you piercing the sun, actually, or going through a gateway. The same black hole where the sun will rise on December 21st, December, and us piercing that hole. So going through that hole represents the gateway or the wormhole of going home. So based upon nothing else, but that Sirius is the origin of everything. At the very least, you need your goal should be to get to the origin of it all. Get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Not to stay on Earth in the fifth dimension. But again,
right.
This
is
not
what I wanted to find out, because it was just it was just confusing. I said, fifth dimension. Okay, now, but then there's Sirius, and I mean,
right. What does that? Right. Exactly.
So I was just trying to get some clarification on it.
Exactly.
To be honest with you, brother. To be honest with you, I don't do a lot of reading. I practice stuff though. I do a chakra yoga. I do a qigong, and I'll practice some stuff. I'll do that. I work a lot, so I'll just if somebody say this will do that, I'll say okay, let me see, and I'll try it.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
That's actually the best. But I'm gonna tell you this. This is what I always recommend. Let's say you hear something or try something, make something up in the privacy of your own living room. It seems to go a little further if you could get a book to back up what it is you just did. Because you get an intellectual understanding of what it is you are naturally. Every single book is trying to explain what it is you are. So because we have been, if it's working for you, then don't take my advice. This is only something I'm offering up. Mm-hmm. And in fact, don't take my advice on the fifth dimension or the Sirius. It's just what I studied and just a way to look at things. You get what I'm saying as well. There is no right or wrong. All of these things exist. Otherwise, we couldn't talk about it. I'm sure there will be plenty of people at the fifth dimension. Have fun. Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you
I'm not saying you.
I'm not saying you. What I'm putting out for everyone is so they can understand it's not my way or the highway. There is no right or wrong. In other words, I'm not trying to attack anyone who claims we go into the fifth dimension. I need to put that out. If I'm sure that is just as true as anything else. Me personally, I want to go back to fucking Sirius. I want to go back to the origin of it all. I do know there is a reality outside dimensions. That's what I'm going for. So,
that's just to put that out there.
Now, in terms of what you were saying, what I did notice for books, I am a reader. So by the time I got into practicing, what I noticed with everyone, when they do practice, whether they read or not, the conscious mind is the player hater. It's always telling you doing it wrong. Maybe it's not right. So on and so forth, constantly. No matter how advanced they think they are, how far they got, there's always doubts. I get the questions all the time. But what I did notice when I read the books to kind of satisfy certain insanity that would rise as I'm trying new things, as I got the book, it would be less of that player hater coming because I satisfied the earth part of me with an intellectual thing. So it is important to do that. Then by the time I got into more practicing, more from my own mind, I would find books that backed up what I was doing. I would do things, and because I had an intellectual foundation, by the time I got to things, the book only backed up what I was talking about. For instance, with an intellectual foundation, you would have known everything you needed to know about the fifth dimension. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the hardest part is finding the books that work for you. Now, that's a difference.
Yeah.
Because my wife, Khadijah, she was another one. I don't like the books. I don't like the books. I got that book. I put that book down. I put that book down. But by the time I started putting her on to books that are written in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
then it's a whole, now she can't stop reading. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's reading all my shit now. My books are everywhere because it's also the author that matters. One of the masters at giving out books with authors that just simplify things was Bobby Hemming.
Uh-huh.
See, because I would read books and be like, damn, one chapter, you know what I'm saying? I would lose about 3 pounds trying to read this shit. And he would have the, oh, that author is doing that. They came out of that. They came out of this school. They came out of that school. What mm-hmm. you want on that subject, try this, that, the other. And then you reading that shit like it's Dr. Seuss. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference. And then by the time you got into practice or you were in the practice, in third dimension, one of the thing that rules third dimension is something called intellect. And white folks, the highest they have achieved is intellect, called technology.
Okay.
Technical, not listen to the word technology. There's real knowledge, and then there's something called technical knowledge or technology.
Okay.
And it's technically based upon knowledge. So everything in technology is based upon true knowledge, spirituality. You get what I'm saying? Which is true knowledge. We are the people of true knowledge. We go beyond technology. Technology is technically trying to do what our knowledge has brought us, spirituality. You get what I'm saying? So talking with our mind became the phone. Astral traveling became the TV. Communications became the computer. Things like that. You get what I'm saying? Technical things. Because we are now living in a world where intellect rules. You get what I'm saying? Pulchrum did on YouTube now, Seven Circuits of the Brain. She talked about the third circuit, which is third dimensional, is called the bird brain, intellect. This is why we pay doctors the most. They're the most intellectual, or lawyers the most intellectual. And also, this is why Albert Einstein seems to be a god, but all he had was a theory, and it was intellectual. You get what I'm saying? So the mm-hmm. intellect reigns supreme. You were born an intellect. So it is something, a part of your ego that is out of control that needs to be satisfied. So one of those things is not to – so by saying that, I say this. Books was never supposed to rule what it is you think you are. Any idiot can read a book. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And repeat what comes out of a book. The books are to satisfy – something that's happening here in third dimension, so you don't have nothing to block you as you're doing this work. Because I've seen so many people, I'm doing this work, I don't need no books. 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, that shit will be over in 5 minutes. In fact, my man King Cook was saying he has a friend, went to New York to see him, and they talking this conscious shit, and she's like, I'll never need to read a book. But she's bringing shit up, but asking questions at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, it's not. These books are not supposed to rule. Your consciousness is not in books, just like it's not in your clothes. But you got to mm-hmm. you got to realize where you are. You get what I'm saying? You got to realize mm-hmm. how your brain works. And the conscious mind. You're trying to penetrate to the subconscious mind. So your conscious mind is actually a guard. It tells you no. So in other words, if someone's telling you elephants could fly, your conscious mind does every single thing to say it does not. And then even if you see an elephant fly, your conscious mind will say it's some sort of a trick. In other words, this thing has to be layered and layered and repeated until it penetrates the conscious mind and hits the subconscious mind to become your reality. So that's why you hear teachers saying the same thing over and over. Or even a better example, That's why when you're in school in first grade, they sing to you the ABCs. So they keep saying A, B, C, D, because they're trying to they're getting it so you don't even think what the ABCs are. Even if I had to say the ABCs today, I would sing it to that melody because I've said it so many times in repetition, it's in the subconscious mind. If you think you know your ABCs, let's see how fast you can say them backwards if you know them. You know them frontwards because they're memorized based upon song. Not to mention your parents would always tell you, damn, how come you can remember all of these songs, but you can't remember your schoolwork or whatever? It's the repetition that does it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, and what doubts you or shuts you down is you actually not having, being stimulated intellectually. And it's not because the intellect is important. It's because the intellect is actually such an asshole. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So you have to actually give it what, it's a part of the ego, so you have to give it what it wants, which is information that's undisputed. You get what I'm saying? Or three books that I can't dispute. See, I have at least three books on everything I study. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So by the time I read one whole book or two whole books or pan through another book, the intellect is out the way. Now I can get down to some real serious work with nothing to block. So I wanted to say that, to put that out there, you know. When people say, well, I don't need no book, I could just do it. Yes, you are a god. You can just do it. But you're still in this place where you need to be fine-tuned to what it is you're doing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't need a book.
Let me be clear on this.
Okay.
This is not to you personally. When
okay.
I talk, I talk to the whole audience
okay.
about
okay.
something that you brought up. So this is not an attack on you
okay.
or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I'll do you one better. If you're making progress without a book, still, once again, don't listen to my advice. This is general. I'm generalizing your question for everybody. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
For
yeah.
everybody. So it's not a personal attack. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm generalizing something you say so everyone could get something out of it. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Right.
So the fifth dimension. Like I said, I've never seen much, the concept of dimension is just not enough. You know what I'm saying? So I would, like, and then when I read Egyptian mythology, I hear him getting on a cosmic boat. I don't hear nothing about no fifth dimension. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Okay.
All that, everybody's Egyptian and following that. I ain't never heard Ra gets on the sun boat and takes you to the fifth dimension. I heard about the 12 days in the underworld, the duat, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which it seems like you're supposed to get through all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? They talk about you're supposed to go through the underworld, and there's 12 of them. They don't say you're supposed to go through five. You're supposed to go through four
okay.
and get to five. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
So it says you're supposed to go through this underworld to get to this new light. And then, and actually, there used to be 50 in this cosmic boat, 50 oarsmen. Then it later turned into three goddesses of the solstice to go back to Sirius. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Anubis.
Well, that's what I was trying to understand.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I mean, this is Egyptian mythology. Right. Everybody walking around with King Tut hats on and shit.
Uh-huh.
And, but they're actually saying, like, I've never seen nothing in there that said the fifth dimension. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen New Ages talk about the fifth dimension.
Yeah, well,
you know
see,
what
that's
I'm
confusing
but
to me.
But maybe for
yeah.
them, that's where they need to go, because they got more work to do, obvious. You know what I'm saying?
Because
so,
I was thinking that you had to go through the fifth to get to Sirius. That's what I was trying to understand. You know,
I've never seen nothing like
that's
that.
What I was trying
if any,
to figure
what
out.
I've seen to get to Sirius or get to the hereafter, which is the realm of Osiris, and Osiris I thought meant Sirius as well, is you have to go through the 12 gates of the Duat, not to the fourth gate, and then you're there. I've never heard that. And I'm sure, but I'll do you one better. I'm sure somebody can show me 1,000 things with it. I don't care. That's not for me, personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going home with a buffalo roam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if anybody
okay.
want to work it out in the fifth dimension, go ahead. You know?
Yeah.
Be your own
okay.
whomever. Like
okay,
I said,
well,
when
okay,
I usually
I get...
hear people talk about that, I usually hear them say, the Most High put me here, or the Most High is doing it.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, the Sirius, okay, now is that, okay, I'm trying to understand, is that like a physical death or, you know, getting to Sirius? I'm just,
mm-mm. No, it'll be a physical death here because this is in this dimension, you're conduced, this is a matter or material thing.
Okay.
But there's no such thing as death. There's no such thing as death. There's really no such thing as a physical death. What you are, and you can look at it as your soul or these sparks of light, is from Sirius, the center of the universe. That's the concept. So by you releasing your true self or your light or your soul from this prison called your body, it then has the ability to join the cosmic ocean or primal ocean of light.
Okay, I'm familiar with the true self. Okay.
The idea is through death you have the opportunity of everlasting life, resurrection. That's Egyptian mythology. The blessed dead or the deceased gets to meet Ra in his sunboat. You get what I'm saying? At the North Pole, actually, and which is the weakest in the physically is the weakest in the magnetosphere or the web of Isis. That's the whole idea. Either one or two, or you move on, or you get eat by Amit. Through the 42 laws of Mayat, which I've explained before, is not physically, because if one of them things is I have not stolen, by the age of three, I already done fucked that up. You get what I'm saying? Nobody would be going anywhere. What it is about the realization that you were never here, that this was an illusion. If your ego is tied to here, that's what's getting eaten back up. You get recycled into a new body. But if you realize you haven't stolen, you haven't wronged thy neighbor, you haven't did that because you were never here, you move on, meaning you have no ties, your ego has no ties to here. You get what I'm saying? You can't do that. Even that doesn't sound like, okay, you're good, so now you go to the fifth dimension. That doesn't even sound like that. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the mythology. So by moving on is meaning you go beyond this realm of thought. You get what I'm saying? This reality. So the idea is through death is where you get the opportunity to either come back, reincarnate, or just to move on to what we call heaven, glory, the hereafter, and so on and so forth.
Okay. So now you mentioned something about your true self. So when you've connected with your true self, or let me see how I want to put it, because I've been doing a lot of work on clearing out a lot of emotional stuff that I picked up in my childhood and everything. I've been doing a lot of stuff, and this latest stuff that I started doing is really working for me. And so when you clear all that out, get that stuff out of the way, so you can be your true self, that's what gets you where you want to go. That's what gets you to Sirius.
Well, more specifically, when you're dealing with stuff on an emotional level, what you're doing, and that's excellent that you're doing that, what you're doing is doing chakra work. Now, chakras, the major chakras that house those energies are a ladder. So you have to build your house or your chakra or whatever because you're on a mission for realization. Any of those things can inhibit your true spiritual light. You get what I'm saying? So it starts with the chakra work. That's what Lou does all her readings for. I don't know if you got a reading from her, but if you're dealing with those things, you may want to email her questionforblue@gmail.com, the number 4. And you want to deal with that because once you're in that emotional stable place is then when you have no blockages. You get what I'm saying? These emotions are blockages in your chakras. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And actually, your work
is
to overcome those childhood things.
And that's what I'm doing.
So now the true self is what needs to be waking up, awoken, and it's considered to be sleep in the body. It's considered to be sleep in a light matrix called the chakras, actually. So that light matrix called the chakras is your chakras unbalanced. You're a prisoner of your emotions, your animal instinct and all of that. You're a prisoner of that. That is the light prison. When you straighten out your chakras, that same light prison becomes that ladder that you move out to. So without the emotions holding you here, that's when you are now starting to feed your true self. You will not know your whole soul on earth. It is not designed to live in this place. It's designed to sleep here, and you are intuiting and based upon years of ancient study on methodology of how to wake it up. But there's no purpose to be on earth to know yourself. The object here is not to know yourself, to walk the path of knowing yourself, only to gain in this lifetime what you've gained in many lifetimes to eventually move the fuck on.
Okay.
So the idea here is you're cultivating yourself or cultivating your light through your human experiences. And how do you do that? You do that by you actually pick the trauma that you're coming here into to therefore work on those emotional things to get out of it like you're doing now. Some people never get out of it, and they might have to do a do-over. You get what I'm saying? The idea is that. So people are hearing, people are opening up. I know you hate humans, but I'm going to ask you that. I'm like, that's even stupid with itself. I don't hate humanity. But in occult teaching, you go beyond humanity. So my reaction to human thought, human events, human tragedies, even human joys, they don't come into me the same way anymore. If I hate humanity, then I'm just stuck in humanity, just if I say I love humanity. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's not
a
love or hate thing. I became what you call, which anyone can become, a watcher. Now I observe humanity, human trends, like planking, owling, or what we rise in as well, because these things now I've become the scientist of the human experience, or as opposed to being in the fucking experiment by running around emotionally. So people are like, you hate humans. I'm like, why would I hate humans? That's just as bad as loving them. You get what I'm saying? In the context you think you understanding me here. So the idea is I'm more withdrawn from human thought. Doesn't mean I'm outside of the experience. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If an old lady fell down the steps, I'll be just as concerned as anybody else. It doesn't make, but my emotion, the way it comes in differently, that type of thought pattern comes through if you're dealing with your chakras and they're supposed to be balanced, and balance means 0 point or at a 0 point, then if you niggas are still emotional about this, you ain't really balanced out your chakras then.
Mm-hmm.
To make my ladder, I can't go either way. I'm on the middle path. The middle path is not hating humanity, but not loving it neither. It's understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
That middle path is understanding it. That's how I can walk through the chakras for my spiritual thing. Now, you got to understand this. You're also a human in on human situations. And knowing that shit all sounds cute, what I just said, but if you've seen something happen to your kid in the street, I don't think you'd be like, well, so be it, so smote it be, and all the rest of that shit. So we're talking about this application of non-emotion goes to your work. Your personal life ain't got nothing to do with my personal life ain't got nothing to do with no fucking body but the people in it. You get what I'm saying?
The
work you do, it's a difference. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is that you have to do that work. You have to, come outside of this shit. You get what I'm saying? See, niggas now who's telling me, they got on their Facebook wall, all of this tragedy, all this shit that's happening with black people, I just take them off my list. They're just too fucking depressing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, if they're dealing with a human tragedy, this happened to this girl, there's still just as many Negroes, 13-year-old girl in Harvard. You know what I mean? Put some of that shit up, too. If you're looking for the, even in your human plight, put up some of that human victory that Negroes do. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the idea is this a depressing, cycle of chakra imbalance for all of these people of light and of chakra.
Okay.
That's how I know that they're fronting, because their actions dictate other than what should be happening.
Okay.
So I know we have other callers, and I haven't heard Ms. Blue for a while. We're going to make sure she's there.
Well, I had one more quick one. Can I ask you this one?
Yeah, you got to make it quick, because Ms. Blue is about to come back. At least I hope she is.
Well, this one I want to ask you. I wanted to ask, have you heard of anybody having dreams that they had somebody did surgery on them?
No, but it may be a past life or past memory that's coming back.
My son and I, we both had the same dream one night several years ago that we had surgery on our heart chakra, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'll do one better. I met a mother and son couple who once we did spiritual work, a tragedy happened to the son. Once we did spiritual work, I seen them. They were together in lifetimes, and the real tragedy happened many a moon ago, and they were stuck together. So you may be talking about something that happened to you guys, but I'm doing better. When I was dealing with the goddess Tara, I was able to see myself in Egypt, and I'm doing the mummification ceremony on me. Uh-huh. See them doing putting my organs in canoptic jars and all the rest of that. So you may have just tapped into something. Y'all may have been together, and y'all may be seeing something as deep as the mummification process that y'all uh-huh. might have went through. Now, it could be anything, but guaranteed, when you're talking about your children, siblings, uh-huh. you're talking about your guys, for the most part, your guys were together in another uh-huh. life world. I mean, especially like a mother and a son, you talk uh-huh. to any mother, half the mothers and sons you talk to, the son talks to them like they already married, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All the time, because they probably was already, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the love affair leaked over into where he's your son now. You know, these uh-huh. are the cycles that we continuously going through, which have to stop. So, you know, again, as we bring it back to the beginning, it's like, is that what we're going to be doing in the fifth dimension as well?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So sometimes you just got to question, like, the logic of the statement. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And even if it is not even true or false, if it's true, you got to say, if I'm Queen Almighty, God Almighty, should I be doing, you know, should I be doing...
Right.
Oh, Blue is there? All right. I'm waiting for you, Blue.
Yes.
All right. So
okay.
If I'm God and Queen Almighty, should I be doing, telling myself that this
uh-huh.
this is my only choice here? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, again,
yeah.
We have a lot of other calls. We was waiting for Blue
to
come
back. Okay. Thank you so much, brother.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings. All right. Well, we're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Perrin from Raleigh, North Carolina. And my question is, with the coloring, you said something about when you color in a certain direction, certain things happen. And I just wanted to know what exactly you said on
when
that.
When you color in a certain direction?
Yeah, I think it was clockwise or counterclockwise. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think I know what you're talking about. For chakra exercise, you can get some crayons in a coloring book or draw your own drawing or whatever, and you can you got to remember two things you're doing with your chakras to balance them out. You either have too much energy in them or not enough energy in them. Now, you would have to get a chakra book that explains that, or you can wait till my book comes out, because I do a whole chapter on the detail of that, in you know, where like a guidebook. So too much energy, I give you a laundry list of too much energy in the root chakra. Too little energy, a laundry list of that. And I go through each chakra. Now, if you could find something like that, because I compiled this with much information, but you probably could find something like that. So you don't have enough energy, you want to go clockwise. Clockwise is gaining. If you have too much energy, two things you need to do. For instance, the root chakra and the throat chakra, the three lower and the three upper kind of match. So you have too much red. Too much red is you can't leave your house. You always homesick. You know what I mean?
You
just stuck in your house. You just stuck in the home. That's too much energy. Too little energy. Your house is falling apart. So if your house is falling apart, you need more. You take red, draw in clockwise circles while you focus. Mm-hmm. Try to stay in much of a trance state. And if you ever see a kid color in a coloring book, they actually go in trance state when they color. I don't know if you ever know
right.
if you got kids. They actually go in trance state. Now, let's say you have too much energy. You want to take the color blue, and you want to either take the color blue and go in clockwise circle again. You want to gain blue, kind of balance out that red, or you want to take red and go counterclockwise. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So you know, you got to see what works. Everything's an experiment, but But for the most part, clockwise and counterclockwise are representative of gaining and releasing. So I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Yes, yep. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay.
All right, peace. All right, we're going to go on to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 321. You're live in the remix with questions for Brother Panic.
Yes, how are you?
Hey.
Greeting.
Yes, this is calling from Orlando, Florida.
All right.
I'm having an issue, and I was wondering if I'm having some issues.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, brother. What you say?
I'm having some very, very harsh issues right now. I was wondering if I could, what ritual, if you were wondering about something that I could do to get something.
Okay, I don't know if you want to tell your issues to everyone on the radio, but maybe you want to generalize them. Two things. If you're having very deep emotional issues, you probably want to contact Miss Blue, because that's exactly what she does. Now, in general, I can help you now in general if it's a money issue, if it's a magical issue, without you telling your business to everyone on the radio, if there's a way to let me know. If it's that serious, you may want to contact Miss Blue. Not only does she do readings, there's about 1,000 different ways that she can give you stuff to empower yourself. So you tell us how to proceed.
It's a money issue.
It's a money issue. All right. There's a ritual you can do. Do you deal with spirits at all?
No, not as of now.
Okay. What I do is I deal with spirits for money. One of the most powerful money issues you could do. There's a spirit named Dinesha. You know who that is?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Dinesha and this money thing comes in fast. Dinesha came to me years ago and said one of his secret indulgences is curry. If you can get your hands on a Dinesha statue, you're in the best, or just get an elephant statue. Any knick-knack store, go to Family Dollar if you have to, and get you an elephant. You want to bathe that elephant in curry. You want to burn curry. Your house should stink of curry as much as you should be doing this. And you want to talk to Ganesha. He blocks all obstacles. You got to be sincere in it. You get what I'm saying? It can't just be about money. It's got to be about you raising that energy. You get what I'm saying? And the money will follow. If you're doing it for money, if you're chasing money, you will never catch money. You get what I'm saying? Money is currency and is always moving. You have to, what you're trying to do is send the energy stream coming your way. You get what I'm saying? So the problem is Ganesha will break, and that curry changes the energy stream, and it works immediately. Another thing you can do. You can go to a crossroad.
What's curry?
The curry that you eat, the powder curry. If you went to the store and you was going to make some curry chicken or whatever, you would use that. That's it's a seasoning. Curry.
Okay.
All right. Regular curry chicken. You just want to get that. You can get that for really the
anywhere.
Better curry anywhere. But there's cheap curry. But you want to get curry that makes some sense. You get what I'm saying? Some good shit. First thing you want to do is take your elephant, create a spiritual bath for your elephant. Meaning, fill a tub with some of that curry, put your elephant in there, leave him in there for at least an hour. You want to set him up in the place. You want to have a conversation with that that elephant, which is Ganesha. And what you want to do is have the personal conversation that you need to have that nobody but you should know. When you talk to the statue, you talk to it like it's your best friend, because remember, it's going to bring you some fucking money. And you want to feed it more curry. What you could do is get you some charcoal incense, burn that curry on the charcoal incense. If you can't do that, put some curry out in front of that altar. If you could also do things like make curry chicken if you know how. You get what I'm saying? The theme of your house should become Ganesha and curry. Get more than one elephant if you can. You have family dollar. It should cost a dollar. More than one. That's the theme you want in your house. People should walk in your house and go, what the fuck is you, when the fuck did you turn Jamaican, all this curry? That's what you should hear. That changes the currency and it blocks whatever's happening. You following me? Very important. But it's very important your mind be right for this. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the next thing you could do is call on help for the ancestors. This is something Baron Somdi revealed to me. This used to be a ritual for Alegba, but it became Baron Somdi. You need to go to a crossroad. I got to remember the numbers. You need his wife's number, Brigitte. Look up Brigitte on Wikipedia, somewhere online, and find out her number. One second, I have a book. Let me see if I can find it, let me see if it has her number. You want to take those amounts of pennies, whatever her number is, seven or whatever, seven pennies on each corner of that crossroad, and you want to put peanuts on each of that crossroad. I'm trying to remember this ritual. Something goes in the middle. I think you may just have to do liquor in the middle. And then you ask Baron Somdi to come. Remember, Alegba is the master of the crossroads, but this is a rich Baron Somdi is basically Alegba, an Alegba energy. But this is his ritual for crossroads money. All right. So I'm looking in the table of context. I don't know if you can afford this book right now, but it's called Voodoo Visions by Sally Ann Glassman. And she goes through each deity. I'm looking in the index so I can find his wife. One second. Her name is Brigitte. Where is she at? God. Or the gay day. Of course, it's hard to find. And let me see. You got all the barons, but no Brigitte. Okay, 93. Let me look on Baron Somdi's page. This is Sally Ann Glassman, Voodoo Visions. And probably one of the best. She also has a deck, which is supposed to be one of the illest voodoo decks ever. Sally Ann Glassman. I'm trying to find Brigitte's page, or the Baron. Okay. He's on 113 and 93, because they're probably going to tell his wife's page. If not, you can do the numbers to him. The Baron. I could read you some of this stuff for the Baron, and people should know this because this is a money rich I've never given out, but most people know who the Baron. Call on the Baron when you wish to undermine social conventions. Call on the help cope with unexpected change or chaos. So that change or chaos energy, see now, I spoke in detail about us coming into this chaos energy. And before I spoke on it, this was coming in because the Baron came in real heavy with Bobby. He did a whole year on this thing. Now, so the Baron is very key in this particular time. So money is good for him. Call on them for the humor to overcome difficulty and grief, because it sounds like you're going through it right now. So you want to call on him for that. You need that ancestor. That's basically a skeleton with a top hat, that energy. His offerings are rum cakes, peppers, cigars, coins, and his number is going to be 7. I can't find his wife, Brigitte. Yeah, her page, but you should be able to find it online. I can't find it quick. Maybe we'll find it before the night's out if I get a chance to look through. But you could just do that. So you do the 7 pennies on each corner. So you're going to need 28 pennies. Right. I may have done his pennies because I remember it being a moon cycle or something, the 28th, the full moon cycle. And you do it on the full moon, you get what I'm saying, for the abundance. So Peanuts, right, the Peanuts were her, right, that's what it was. Now I remember this ritual. No, the numbers were his. 7 pennies on each corner, and that's the full moon. And the liquor in the middle, the peanuts were hers. Peanuts are hers. A handful of peanuts on each corner and the peanuts in the middle. You ask them what you want at that crossroads, and they will come through for you. So you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, those are two rituals you could do. But it sounds like you're going through some deep emotional thing.
Yes,
where you need to contact Blue.
Yeah, I definitely could hear that. I'll leave you with this. You're certainly free to contact me. We only have a little bit of time, and we want to get to the callers. I will say this to you. The first thing, because this is something that we talked about, and definitely when you can go back and listen to the show that Brother Panic did about this age that we're in. We're in the age of knowing. And so know that the first truth is going to come from you. And so if you can't believe that this can turn itself around, then nothing will make it turn around. You have to know. So start knowing right now that things will work themselves out. I understand it's hard to get down, but shake that off, do what you got to do, and know that you're going to do this.
Right. That's probably the most important thing beyond any ritual. Is because what you're trying to do is change your energy field. And that begins with your thoughts no matter what you do. If you do a ritual and think the same way, that's another way of saying I want the same thing. So that's probably one of the most important things. Those things I gave you are a punch in the face to the slump that you're in. But if you stand there with your face open, you're going to get punched in again. So this throws up your guard and has the potential for changing the energy, but it works with your thoughts. So you need to know within yourself. I know it's hard, especially when it comes to money, but you got to turn that frown upside down. You sound defeated, dog.
Yes, yes.
I
you
am.
Sound like it's
I
over.
It,
you
it
said
is.
What?
The problem is that I've done so many things to try and change, and nothing ever really happened. It's bad.
Well, I tell you what. Contact me. I already kind of can see some things. I don't want to really, you know, we can't really get into them right here. But you can email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And we can talk. We can definitely correspond there if you're open to do that. If you feel that the situation is written in stone, then you already have your answer. But I know that you reaching out here is there's still a part of you that is saying that, you know, really you're dealing with some misidentification here. So we can speak about it there. Does that make sense?
Yes. Can I ask Brother Panic to please do a ritual on my behalf, please?
Okay, well, listen closely. I'm going to tell you who you need to call on.
So
you need to call on, and that's who's working for you now. That's what I pointed out, Ben Davis. What I do for us is this. I let you know where the energy is. You get what I'm saying? That's
right.
What I was talking about all night. I was telling you and have been telling you things you can do to start empowering yourself. The energy is high. So every time I talk here, it's a ritual. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a ritual. You get what I'm saying? The answer, you've gotten your answer, which is you got to make contact with Blue. That's what she is here for, your exact issue. That's what I talk about when my energy does not go to personal human things unless it's a personal thing. So the best thing I can do for you is tell you what it is that's going on now. You get what I'm saying? What it is that's going on now. The ritual, the help that is being provided in this context is why one of the biggest reasons me and Blue found each other in the first place to do this work.
Right.
So we are set up for what it is you're going through. You get what I'm saying? We're set up for what it is you're going through. And so the things I told you, ultimately, I can't do nothing for you that you shouldn't be doing for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everything I told you, if I wouldn't have found it unless I needed money too. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, no one could do it for me. I have to change my thoughts and do it. So in other words, if you have the same thoughts, even if I killed Blue Ivy, in your behalf. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
So blue is the one. Blue is the one that breaks those blockages to get you started, and then you. We're talking about self-sufficiency. We ain't talking about getting you a fish. We're talking about showing you how to fish. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm not saying it to sound cruel. I'm not saying it to sound cruel or uncaring. It's like I'm trying to show you what actually works, the best thing that can work for you. Understand that concept?
Right.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. So definitely email me. I'll get in touch with you after the show. Take those words to heart that have been shared with you by myself and Brother Panic, because the first thing we'll do is open you up so the energy can flow to you, because you're not going to be able to receive any change if you're blocked. So that's the significance. Things have turned around for people in less than 24 hours, less than 10 minutes.
Right.
But you have to come with the willingness and the open mind to do that. But we definitely don't do your work. That's why it's yours, you see. And that's what you want, so that when you get in this situation again, you'll know what to do. Yeah. So we're going to go on and definitely, you know, listen to the rest of the show if you like, and email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So peace and love to you, brother.
Peace, brother. Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Well, man,
people already out me in the room. I guess y'all niggas can hear me eating dinner.
Yes, they hear you. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller.
I'm just going to punch regular. Now that you can hear me anyway, I'm just going to punch regular down.
We're
I'm trying to tone down my crunching.
Tried to turn it, yeah, you know, they supersonic over there. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Curtis. I'm calling from Mississippi.
What's good, bro?
Greetings, Curtis.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Brother Panic. I'm a little nervous here, so.
Ain't nothing to be nervous about. I'm the most regular guy you'll ever meet. You should hear somebody saying stop smacking right now in the chat room, but.
All right.
Smacking is better than crunching. Y'all about to hear crunching in a second.
I've been having a conversation with my soul, and it's been telling me some things that I'm not ready to actually believe yet.
Well, before you tell me what they are, the first thing you have to do is remember it's your soul. It's your soul.
Right.
And just even saying you're not ready to believe it is denying your own spiritual rise. Like, to be able to say something like, I'm going to talk to my own soul, is another way of saying, I quit this illusion. I quit this reality I'm in. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's like a choice you've made. So you don't have, to truly make that choice, you couldn't even come up with the statement, I don't believe that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's why they'll tell you, remember in the cult practice, they'll tell you, like, I started doing magical shit and then I went crazy. Because you actually go crazy to this world and what you consider the norm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But let's continue. Let's continue with what you're saying. You're saying, told you things you don't believe.
Well, it's that I'm not ready to, but I believe them, but
okay.
It's kind of, you know, one of the things is that it told me that I would be king of the Twa people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and told me that this would happen, I guess after the, events of at the end of 2012, somehow or another, that I would go back to be, you know, king of the Twa. My question to you is that, is this is something like this normal?
Yes, and I'll tell you, your understanding of it may need to be tweaked a little bit, which is this. There's nothing in your subconscious that talks to you regular. It's very hard to get to that level. You can get to that level, but usually they talk in more symbology or in bigger. The actual twa people, that's a physical concept. Remember, think about this. How is every black man and every black woman calling themselves gods or goddesses? If we all gods and goddesses, what the fuck do we rule over? Each
right.
man and each one, each man and each woman has their own world. In the movie,
okay.
What Dreams May Come. In the movie, What Dreams May Come. If you remember in the movie, they said, this is your world. They was talking about Robin Williams who died. Cuba Gooding Jr. said, this is your world. You're creating it. He said, well, what about you? He said, well, when we're together, we're co-creating this world. You get what I'm saying? So basically, the Twa people represent everlasting life, quantum world. It's just, your soul is telling you it is trying to rise back to your kingdom.
Right.
Which we know in the physical world is the Twa people, but it's your quantum reality. You get what I'm saying? It's your world. You got to look at yourself as a self-contained ruler of the universe, as the same person is looking themselves as a self-contained ruler of the universe. The star is yours. The sun is yours. Sirius is yours. You are the king coming home, the queen coming home. It doesn't interrupt Miss Blue from being the queen of the Twa people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's trying to, your soul, subconscious, is trying to show you your power. So it's talking to you symbolically. So in other words, you still have to decode. It's trying to tell you, you're going back to this quantum world to rule. It's telling you, see, you're conscious because your soul is trying to rise. So when you talk to it, it's telling you what it's trying to do. Look, nigga, I'm trying to rule. I'm trying to get my kingdom back. I'm trying to get back on my throne. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to go to the orgy. I'm trying to do all of this shit. But if you look at it as the actual Twa people, shit, Bobby Hemmer told the story that there was one of our black hotepers with the Twa people, look, the seeds of the planet and all this shit. And the Twa people told this nigga, if you ain't out here by sundown, we're going to eat your ass. You get what I'm saying? If you want to rule the Twa people as the king, that's actually narrow-minded. See, when they look at the Twa people, the sea people, see, you can look at ancient kingdoms. They always show you the midgets flipping around doing backflips because they said the midget represented everlasting life, everlasting childhood, or the quantum world, the world of the small, or the fairy kingdom. That's why they always dwarves and midgets as fairy. So they symbolize as the Twa people being the first sea people because they were the first that to fall into a physical state from the quantum world. They just symbolize that world. Get what I'm saying? So your soul doesn't know the dynamics of this world as it's trying to talk to you in the language you understand. So that's why it's key to know the symbols. Well, if you know what the Twa people symbolize, and you understand your soul or your subconscious mind talks in symbols, then you got to go to the symbols as opposed to the actual shit. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, so that's what it's all about, some symbols trying to tell me something.
Yes, that's one person said, it's so stupid to decode movies. I was like, are you out your mind? That's your practice for decoding your dreams. Because you need to understand symbols and how the subconscious mind talks to you constantly so you can take from that world, form fit it to this world.
Okay.
That's yet another example of why I say it's important to deal with those books. You give them
the books?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was talking earlier to the sister about why it's still important to read on the level that you can, get something in you on an intellectual level, because when you do reach all of these meditative talks and all of this, I get this the most. Well, my soul said I was supposed to be a Twa person. Not trying to use your example as I'm beating on you with this, but usually that's what I get. People use their practical application to what they get from the spirit world. But if they understand that something simple they can find in one book about symbology, then that just that alone can answer a lot of their questions about what it is they're doing. So yet again, yet another reason to deal with books. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yet another reason to deal why you have to get that studying in. You get what I'm saying? On some sort on some sort of level. Yeah, you got to know what the symbolic means. The king of the actual twa. Not only does that sound impractical, at the end of the day, that's a flop. If that's you did all of this work to be the king of the twa, that would be a flop.
Right.
But see, you have your own twa, you have your own Watusi. It's your universe, it's your perspective. But the understanding is we're all joined in that greater reality. But you're all also running your reality. So in other words, your heaven is what you decide to make it. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
What you decide to make it. So yeah, your spirit is telling you you're gonna be king of a quantum world. But yeah, it's your world. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so you're doing your own thing.
What kind of symbology books do I need to get? I think I have a few, but. They're not really doing it for me.
Okay. Here's one. With symbols, you're going to just have to read all mythologies that you can.
Mythology, right.
Yeah, because once you start reading different mythologies, see, we stuck on the Greek mythology in ours. So I did a whole show, The Psyche and the Self, The Ego and the Shadow, where I explained the difference between archetype energy, such as love, and folklore. Folklore is archetype energy changed and told into a different story to match the people of that who's telling the story. For instance, if you lived in the desert, your gods can't be the djinn because those are desert demons. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You live around water, you need water demons. So that same, but the story of the djinn and whatever water demon maybe have the same archetypal energy point, but they need the names and faces have changed. But the story's all the same. So I explain this in detail because Greek mythology is theirs, but Egyptian mythology is ours. Get the fuck out of here. We can't have it both ways. You know, they just crawled out of a cave 2,000 years ago. So they crawled out of a cave with a fucking mythology that copies ours. And you know it copies ours. Their whole thing is Pythagoras. He's their man. He's one of their...
Right.
But Pythagoras, if you just think back, is nothing but Ptah Osiris. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You read Dionysus, it reads like Osiris who gets pussy. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Same thing. So with that being said, you got to get into all mythologies. And then when you start to see these mythologies, you'll see how they correspond. And you can cross-reference mythologies. Then you'll start seeing this archetype story. This archetype story is nothing but someone on a hero on a journey. That journey is always the chakras. Hero on his journey is always the chakras. How to get his ass out of something. Conan story. You chilling in your village, and then something happens. Conan becomes a hero, puts things back in order. Same thing. We're the rulers of heaven. Somebody lost a diamond, stole a girl, kicked over a shrine. We're putting it back together, and we're the hero again. For instance, you don't know you're the hero until it's time to swing the sword. So on Earth, all we're doing is swinging the sword. It's the same thing, the same journey. Hercules has a journey, 12 labors. Jason and the Argonauts got to get the Golden Fleece. Haru got to fight Set. You get what I'm saying? Thor comes to Earth, stopping his evil brother, Loki. Set and Horus, brothers. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Same thing over and over again. There's always the evil guy. You get what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? There's always a love goddess everywhere. So when you start seeing these correspondents and looking past, well, Athena's a white lady. No, it's our story, and most of that mythology is intact because we think it's theirs. So we won't fuck with it while we're struggling with these little ISIS stories. You get what I'm saying? But if you see all the motherfuckers is ISIS anyway, you get what I'm saying? The same energy just retold in folklore, then you can really get down to business. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Most
go
next to Hindu mythology because those people look like us, but that shit ain't nothing but our shit. That shit was Indus Kush. Kushite people. You get what I'm saying? That moved in and then later became India. It's all ours. All that shit is ours. So once you can see that, you'll see everything. Norse mythology, which is the mythology of the white man. That is his Aryan pride. You know what I'm saying? The name Von, like these Germans with this Von Dutch and Von this. That name comes from Odin, like Sir. So if you become a Von, that's a name they put in front of your name. Like, you know, I become Von Panic. I'm a dignitary.
Uh-huh.
But that's based upon Odin. You get what I'm saying? And,
all right.
And Blavatsky, the whole movement of the Nazi Party is through Helena Blavatsky. That's why niggas
mm-hmm.
here, without knowing, demonize her. You get what I'm saying? Which
okay.
I don't care which way they do, because she was the one that brought metaphysics to this place in the West with ISIS unveiled, secret doctrine. But what happened was she studied with some monks in Tibet, and they told her about the seven races of people. She said, there's mm-hmm. a race called the Aryan race. The Aryan race will be the divine ones that bring all this shit back. They remember the old shit. They're going to bring this shit back. So along with another dude, I can't remember his name. I mean, technically I can find it. I know what book it is in. There's a book called Nazis and the Occult. Would you think we won't read that? Oh, you got to read. Y'all niggas need to read some Nazi occult shit. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you want to see how the occult works, this ain't got nothing to do with the killing of them or if Hitler was bad. Because form your own opinion. You'll see the ruins. There's a divination system called the ruins. That SS is also on the ruin. How they use that.
Yeah.
Like, this shit is actually fantastic, fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the occult signs that they use to do exactly what they did. The swastika, there's rooms around the Nazis and the occult. The dark forces unleashed by the third wretch, Paul Roland. Them mm-hmm. niggas was using all the shit that you think you hate and became demonized because it's connected to the Nazi shit was actually our magical system that they use to retake the world, but for their own shit. Like the chapters, the dark gurus, spare mm-hmm. destiny, Hitler, medium or magician. Astrology in the third rest, occult science, the SS myth of the Black Knight, Satan and the swastika. I mean, they calling themselves black while they were so-called getting at you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm trying
right.
to find if I highlighted the name of the nigga they used to follow, the white boy they used to follow. Basically, he was an old Vaughn nigga, and basically he had premonitions of the future, and up through Norse mythology. So their whole claim to superiority is Norse mythology. Norse mythology. That's Odin, Thor, Loki, Freya, all of these motherfuckers. That this is this pure white man's blood. Now, as I did the guru thing and fucked all of that up for them, what you found out was most of Norse mythology comes from the Rose Peretta, I believe it's called, by Sturluson. Which means it was a poem. This is not ancient writings. This is a guy's poems based upon mythology that was already established. So when we get this idea, it's Egyptian mythology versus their mythology of Norse mythology, that's a fucking fantasy. You get what I'm saying? That is they have based this upon established mythology from poems. But poems is still a mythology. So you can still, it's still a mythology, but it's a later day mythology based on ours. But see, you got to read it because it tells you so much. And we fucked them up because when I did the shit, the next year they announced that I said Guru was Hemendale or Hemendal,
yes.
The keeper of the Rainbow Bridge, which is the chakras. I said, as soon as he passed, but lo and behold, when they did that movie, which has come to pass now, Hemendal was a black man in that goddamn movie. That was our enemy trying to fuck us up. They used Homeboy and ended the party. And all white Republicans were beefing about this. And nobody really knew why they was beefing about it. They were beefing about it because Norris mythology is supposed to be theirs. Their claim to fame. Their claim to fame. You're not supposed to have niggas there. You get what I'm saying? You're not supposed to have it. especially the mass of a gateway. So that was real big, but that was, again, that was because of the Remix family. You need to understand what we do when we do these lectures. It ain't just to chop it up. It's about once our energy goes out, you know what I'm saying, we change things. That's how things get changed, with our thoughts. Uh-huh. So they can't have their cake and eat it too. Because fuck Thor's bitch ass, everybody was cheering for Heimdall in that goddamn movie. Niggas ain't give a fuck about Thor or Loki's funk ass. You get what I'm saying? That's us. You know what I'm saying? That's us. So the biggest thing you could do with starting the code, you got to get something on all these mythologies. I'll do you one better. For time's sake, get children's books on mythology. You ain't got to get no deep shit. Get the story.
Right.
The more you start seeing the same story. Fucking Odin has a missing eye. Remember the Eye of Horus? He has a fucking, I think, a hawk as well. Mm-hmm. Odin's Osiris. Mm-hmm. In the movie, they showed you in that goddamn Thor movie, Odin goes into the deep sleep. That's Osiris. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Right.
Sleep is inside you. You get what I'm saying? You got to see there's certain things that just happen. That's the sleeping father. Mm-hmm. The redeemed, mm-hmm. and his son has to redeem it. His son has to learn humility to redeem itself. See, while people talk about I hate people, I understand human. I learned real humility. That's why I know for the love, for the cheering for it or for the frowning upon it, I don't do both. That's real humility because I understand humanity. See, cheering it is just as bad as saying I hate it. You get what I'm saying? You're on either side of the fence because if you're saying you love it, that means you created a fucking standard that people are supposed to live up to that you love. You get what I'm saying? They do that shit, all that shit you hate in America when they do that shit. Well, you ever notice this kind of shit? Every time they're about to tell you some fucked up shit about America, they say, well, America's the greatest country in the world, so I don't understand why. I'm like, you say that, I don't understand why they push old ladies down the steps. We're the greatest country in the world. Because they have a fake standard talking about they love America, they love Americans, and they create this fake human standard for it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just as bad
right.
as saying, well, I hate humanity because they don't do nothing right. Yeah, I hate them. They don't do nothing right. I love them when they do something right. I play all day with that shit. The reality is I'm indifferent, and that's the true humanitarian. Or someone who – and from being a true humanitarian, that's when I became a true spiritualist because I went beyond humanity. I'm indifferent to it. That's really the key. Not ignoring it, but indifferent to it, emotionally indifferent. When it's personal, but we're not talking about personal. We're talking about the spiritual path. So now, after you do that, you're going to need a book on symbols. One of the best books is Barbara G. Walker, The Woman's Dictionary of Symbols and Sacred Objects.
Well, yeah, I got that book marked so I can buy it, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get that. It'll just tell you Ishtar, circumcision, churning. Carnival.
Uh-huh.
What does carnival mean? Lily, bitch, boar. Oh, and while we here at bitch, let me read this so everybody can put this shit together. Bitch.
Yeah.
The female dog became a word of insult in the Western civilization because her ancient association with the goddess of religion. Often the goddess herself was called the great bitch. Let me repeat that line for all you confused bitches out there. The goddess herself was called the great bitch. Well, her priestess described themselves as her hunting bitches. Hunting bitches. You get what I'm saying here? Especially the priestess of Artemis and Diana, whose original people were Alani, the hunting dogs. When you get down to that dog, a bitch, you're talking about the female Anubis, the Sirius star or the dog star. That's all you're talking about. You remember they demonize these words, but see, we do it anyway. Even other females or black women call each other, what's going on, bitch, 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 bitch. And niggas call themselves all day, what's up, dog, 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 dog. Dog spelled backwards is God. You get what I'm saying? So we calling ourselves this shit without knowing it. Let me finish reading. King Cyrus, the great representative of the goddess as kings, nurses, had to be at that time. Her name was Sino, meaning bitch. In Greek, spako, meaning bitch. In the Median language, the word lupe, wolf bitches, used to be applauded to the harlot priestess in Rome. And Herodotus described the wolf-like howlings in the temple performed by the priestess of Athene. The divine queen of Troy escaped death by transforming herself into one of these fearful black bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that shit right now. The divine queen of Troy escaped death by transforming herself into one of those fearful black bitches that follow Hecate. Similar goddess following the promiscuous huntress seemed to have kept a foothold in the British forest lands, as in the Arthurian legend indicate. The English word bawd, which came to mean loose woman, formerly meant nothing more than a hunting dog. Son of a bitch became an insult because it used to be the equivalent of son of a whore, or perhaps even worse, a son of a goddess that is a devil by Christian definition.
Uh-huh.
But this time is so sweet, I want to say this one more time. The divine queen of Troy escaped death by transforming herself in one of those fearful black bitches.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
I got you.
Prime example of a good book that you can read, and it tells you things just like that, where you get to go, wow, goddamn, and you know forever. So now, but this is where you want to put your thinking cap on a little bit. Whenever you see a dog in a movie, Anubis, bitch, you get what I'm saying? You got to remember, a lot of these motherfuckers, they don't study mythology because they're conscious. They study mythology because that's the core of every story down here. You get what I'm saying? Every movie is following some sort of mythology. That's the first stories. And these stories are with your DNA. That's why in a love story, you can't have a love story without a love interest. And in it, something has to happen. You can't have a movie without a bad guy. Why not? Why can't you have a movie without a bad guy? There's no such thing as that. Like, there's no such thing as that mythology. So they study mythology not because they're trying to swindle you or be deep. They study mythology because that's the basics in storytelling. There's a movie called Cellular with Kim Basinger. Means nothing about nothing. It's corny, called Cellular. Watch it, and every single thing in there is about the chakras. Every single thing in there. He wears a red shirt. The phone that they're trying to get, the cellular phone, is the pineal gland. They go through the sexual thing. The cops that save them always got on green. They get a green facial. I don't even remember this movie. And it goes through all of the chakras. The born identity goes through all of the chakras. And it's the Jesus story. He's found on a boat as a fisher of men. Doesn't remember. He kisses Mary by the well. His girl name was Mary. The third one, me and Tef was watching, Chakra Story. In the middle of it, he starts in a red room, gets in a yellow car, goes through some green shit. All of them go through it. In my book, which I'm not going to give away, I go through the whole entire Wizard of Oz as a chakra story in my chakra chapter, which is off the hook. And what you'll see is they're not leaving this formula because it's the only formula they got. It's not like there's an option. You get what I'm saying? It's the only formula they got. The movie 16 Blocks. One is six, seven. Seven chakras. Mos Def was in it with a bald head. He was playing the pineal gland. Watch as he takes Bruce Willis through all those chakras. The movie The Village by M. Night Shyamalan. Absolute chakra story. The monster's red. When they got bold, they put on yellow. They go through the forest, through this path. The blind girl representing the pineal gland. Her stick was shaped like the spine. So was the trees. They get to this green thing, which is the gateway, called Wildlife Preserve. So that means they got to the heart chakra. They were saying the three low chakras is wildlife. She goes over there. The medicine represents the pineal gland. She brings it back. The Chronicles of Riddick chakra stories goes to the crematorium. The number he said is such and such degrees. You add it up, it equals to seven. He goes to that second place. Then the third chakra, the solar chakra, he's on that sun planet. Then the dude dressed in blue comes giving the information. You was a crematorium guy. He's fighting for Kira. She was wearing all green. She was the heart chakra. He stabbed Lord Marshall in the head. He was the pineal. In the end of the movie, he sat on the throne, which was the crown chakra. If I just look through the movies, I could do a whole movie show that they go through all of this shit constantly. There is no way to absolutely get around it. The only niggas who ain't doing that is niggas. Because here they come. House Party 2, Beauty Shop, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Soul Plane, rapping, fresh, last holiday, I'm going to get you sucker. You know what I'm saying? Motive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ladies' man, life.
Yeah.
Deep cover, trios, head of state, posse. It's like, okay, that shit is entertaining to see some niggas, but you ain't seen no signs. I ain't never seen no signs. Spike Lee came the closest one with codes. Like in Nobody Caught This, I was quite proud of myself when I got this. In Jungle Fever, his name was Flipper Purity. And
what
he meant was to flip the white woman's purity. Nobody caught that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, and you know what I'm saying? But like, so the idea here is, this is a very important question. You really got to know mythology and you got to know symbology. And here's another symbol book, Dictionary of Symbolism, Cultural Icons, mm-hmm. the Meanings and Behind Them by Hans Bredemann. His last name is spelled Bredermann. You want to get that as well. Something that you can reference, right?
Right.
And so you, once you do that, that's how your soul pineal, whatever it is you think you're talking to and what you actually are talking to, there is no human conversation. It's symbolic. You're interpreting it with your human mind. So you see everything. So you may be dreaming about your mama, but it may not necessarily be your mama. You may be dealing with somebody, a teacher in school, let's just say, who may come across as a motherly image to you. So it may be something about her. You get what I'm saying? Not your actual mama. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you got to investigate. You got to investigate on that level. Factor in everything on that level. When you're doing it, like, well, it may not just be that. It may not be just this. Well, who are the Twa people? That's the real thing. We know what we heard in one sentence, but who are the Twa people? What do they represent? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, what do midgets represent? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, you got to – so it's like you got to be able – okay, and Blue said this to me one time, which was one of the things that while we was having these conversations early on, and I was personally explaining some of these things to her for a personal thing. She said, oh, I get it. You got to be like Sherlock Holmes. Everything you get is clues. I said, that is the best shit I've heard to explain this in a sentence. Everything you get from the spirit world is clues. Everything you learn through books, mythology, makes you the sleuth that you can actually decode it. So you have to come with a magnifying glass and a Sherlock Holmes hat for everything.
Okay.
Sometimes it is what it is with a dream. But for the most part, you should be able to be a Sherlock Holmes to know that it is what it is.
That's what came across one time. I asked him. I said, "Why are you talking clues?" And my soul said, "That's the only way I know how to do it."
Right. Exactly. That's the only way out.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there is no purpose for being on earth and enlightened. This is your path. If you are down here, that means you came to do a certain work. So why would you come to do some work and then be told what it is? It's almost like, why come down here? You get what I'm saying? It's like, so the idea is nobody, it's not like nobody knows and that's a failure on consciousness. You're not supposed to know. You're supposed to have clues and ideas and try to experience these things. You know, that was a failure. Oh, no, that did that. You're supposed to try to figure, you know, you get what I'm saying? You're on a path.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a mission. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And you put yourself in this human position so you can carry these things out only for the purpose of transformation. So the idea here is, your soul don't even – You're putting yourself in a place of this kind of ignorance where your soul doesn't even know how to deal with it. It's so minuscule. You get what I'm saying? In other words, it's like teaching your cat how to use the toilet, flush it, read the newspaper. It's not like it's like you like him. He's a cat and all, but at the end of the day, you're gonna just still be snapping your fingers, clapping your feet, and putting them in the basement. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Your soul is looking at your humanity the same way. I like you, but you're just my ignorant pet that's holding around. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't speak in the same circles in terms of our tongue. Your brain can't comprehend it. You get what I'm saying? No more than your cat's brain can comprehend how to drive you to goddamn Kroger's. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pick up,
right.
You know, pick up a head of cabbage or some shit. It ain't gonna
right.
happen. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's
okay.
the same way. So you have to talk to your cat. See, like now, I'm sure your cat or your dog, they understand your motions. You get what I'm saying? You stomp, they're gonna run. You look a certain way, they're gonna know they don't fucking up. They look at you, they trying to tell you, look, man, it's dinner time. You get what I'm saying? Put some of that, put some of that Frisky's buffet down that you did the other day. You know what I'm saying? But they, you know what I mean? They ain't gonna. So your soul's the same thing. It's trying to tell you, look, it's dinner time. Look, man, you're going to be the king of the twas, nigga. Just hold on. You know what I mean? So it's yours.
Yeah.
This is yours. This is yours. This is yours. On the other side, it's a big collective that is one thing, but look at it as one system. Look at it as you feel like an individual on Earth, but the Earth is all of ours. You know what I'm saying? On a
right.
certain on
yeah.
a certain level. You know what I mean? The Earth is all of us on a certain level. Right. So you look at everything as yours, but everything is ours. The beautiful, as above, so below. Because my definition of feeling of the twa may be different than yours, and it's still one subject. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's the same
right.
thing.
Uh-huh.
You have your perspective. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? A fire hydrant to you. Like, you know, I give the example. My pops kicked my ass with a bat. Every time I see a bat, I'm a cringe. If your pops took you to baseball games and you see a bat, you're going to have good memories. So one item gives us two perspectives. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then the more people you add, the different perspectives. We could either say they're good or bad, but they're good or bad for whatever reasons.
Right.
With that being said, it's the same concept, but look at it as more personal. Like, no, you're the king of the twas, but if I call myself the king of the twas, who's wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The difference
uh-huh.
is we ain't on Earth fighting about it. You get what I'm saying? Because there's enough room for you to be the king of the twas from your perspective, and same with mine. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
okay.
With symbolism, you got to know some core mythologies, some different ones besides Egyptian. Don't really try to. I'll be one better. The more you study, most people are still trying to figure out what happened. Why Set is so salty? You know what I'm saying? What actually happened between them? Why is he so salty? Like, what you do is when you read other mythologies, all that shit starts to come in holistically.
Right.
So you shouldn't even really too much try to figure them out. Let's say you just read Egyptian mythology. By the time you get into some Greek mythology, some Hindu mythology, some Chinese mythology, whatever fucking
like
some.
Okay. I can do that. That sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah, hold on one second. That's some good macaroni.
Yes. Right. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We have about 6 minutes left to go in the forum before we get ready to go into the after hours. 646-652-271. Yes?
That was quick.
Yes, I know, right? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Don't forget, Brother Panic will be back next week, Friday night. We'll be chatting and chilling here again, taking your occult questions as well. Also, we're going to go into the after hour as well, too. We'll take a short little break. Brother Panic's got to get the mac and cheese.
Let me clear my throat.
You want to contact Brother Panic, you know how to contact him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. That's going to be for all of your things. For the occult lectures, you can email occultlectures@hotmail.com as well, too, to get information on that as well. So you guys know how to reach me, Miss Blue, for readings, or even if you want to get in contact with the Know Your Magic audio workbook and all the other things, just email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with some more of Brother Panic as we get ready to go into the after hour. So peace and love to you guys. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it over on Facebook. And
definitely will be able to connect with you over there. And it's interesting, we started out this week doing the show about the kite, and we talked about floating and what that meant symbolically to be up in the air floating. Now tonight we're talking about the battles in the sky and the spiritual warfare that's going on here with Brother Panic. So much, much correspondence going on right now. And definitely you guys are right here with us. So see you in the after hour. You have to be on the phone. And if you didn't make it, you can download and download. So we'll be right back. We're going to play. Continue out the show with Brother Panic doing some Q&As. I see you guys on the phone lines there. So don't forget to press 1 if you have a question so that we can definitely get to your questions as we continue here live in the remix, chatting and chilling with Brother Panic and me, Miss Blue. All right, Brother Panic, you there?
Yeah. Now, I just got finished telling these niggas that I'm hands-on. So I'm in the chat room. Watch, they'll put all that dumb shit up about my macaroni and cheese. Like, I ain't gonna see it. One motherfucker, whoa, what's that crunch in the cheese back where you cheese? Yeah, I make my shit with all the trimmings, my nigga. So, that crunching you heard was some delectable garlic bread. I see my man Chaos supported Sapani, got 3 pipes. That shit was down, not just the wrong pipe, the wrong pipe. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas hate this shit. You know what I'm saying? If y'all come to that lecture, I might make a pan and spit in it. So come on down to the Lex and get some mac and cheese, nigga.
Some mac and cheese.
Let me mention that, too. I said I would mention it twice.
Okay.
And I'll mention it real quick. Okay, for everybody who's been waiting for those lectures, I'm going to do the Atlanta lectures now. I'm going to be bringing people in. We look like we got, for our first lecturer, Brother Dr. Aleem Bey. And we all know and love Dr. Aleem Bey. And this is going to be March 17th and 18th. The 17th, we're going to do a big libation, a meet and greet. We're going to support some vendors, networking, and all the rest of this stuff. And so you need to come for that. And then the lecture will be that Sunday. You can pay for tickets in advance. When I tell you what I was told and I seen with my own eyes, they said that event sold the fuck out in 35 minutes. When I tell you, it's not a game. So since we did talk to the Remix, Remix gets first on this, which means you have to get your tickets in advance. We're not taking ticket money yet. We'll be doing it next week. But to start this process, you need to reach out to me, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Me and Brother Lawrence Shear, the guy who has this place and organized this place, is also involved. So between us two, we're going to be organizing this thing, So to get on that list, to make sure you get turned away by the door, you want to pass those tickets in advance. So next week is when I'll start, and I'll be back on the Remix next Friday with more instructions and where we at with it. So we can continue with questions. We have the phone right now. So let's get it in.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 225. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225.
Lord Vader, is that you?
We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 340. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. It's Stephen O'Reilly from the Virgin Islands.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Greetings.
What's good, Brother Panic? Just want to say, man, I'm a big fan of yours. Bobby, Aleem Bey, all of y'all doing your thing. I was in Atlanta at Morehouse last year. I'm transferred. I'm so mad I missed y'all, but I'm trying to keep up with it. A lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I guess, is a diet really essential for everything, like part of our spiritual growth?
No. A diet primarily is for your physical body. But if your physical body is out of order, then you cannot grow spiritually. So you need to put it in perspective. Like I said, one of the things that and I spoke about tonight, and as they made fun of that video I was talking about, is because what people do is put their, all the outside things and act like it's changing the inside thing. Your first priority is to change what's inside. And all the things that go outside should then tell you how much attention you should pay to your diet, how much attention you should pay to your jewelry, how much attention to pay to the scent you wear, where you should go, where you should come, who you should be around, based upon some real changes. What you have is people changing everything on the outside and pretending that something has changed within, and they're the same old Negroes. Like in that little skit, which I put up in the room, what was funny about it, in the skit, the girl is organizing a vegan conference while she's eating ice creams and chips. You get what I'm saying? Which is another way of saying, we talk all of that, my vegetables are special, I am what I eat and all of that. But at the same time, you know, nobody really can confirm or care what it is you eat. And even better, it doesn't make you more or less spiritual. So the idea in all my shows, I hope, went to this point, was how to start changing what's within and then let what's within tell you, you know, you shouldn't be eating it. Like, I haven't eaten pork since 1987. I haven't eaten beef since 1991. And it didn't make me no more or no less spiritual. You get what I'm saying? It just because, but now I understand my spirit told me to stop eating that stuff for me, not for the sake of any community, any enlightenment, anything. It's just not supposed to eat it. It just became nasty to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, in other words, if I wanted to technically brag about some shit, you know, before niggas even knew that nigga was a good word to say, I've been stopped eating pork. I don't even know what that shit is. But I've never pride myself. There's nothing I've ever studied that said I should be proud because of that. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
It's a good thing, but I've seen the diet turn into just false pride. You get what I'm saying? False pride. You know,
yeah.
It's good to do. We need all of that. There's plenty of practitioners for it. I say let your spirit tell you that. You won't get into that and become spiritual. Your spirit will tell you what not to eat. Certain shit is just obvious. Your body actually tells you what not to eat. Chocolate may not agree with you, and this may not agree with you. You may get the shits after you eat that. Follow that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? What better than that? You know what I mean?
Okay. Weed, man. Like, I'll be with my friends, and we'll just be, like, posted up back home. I'm going to be out at this dope location just overlooking the ocean and just getting high. And I swear I'm moving into the next dimension. I just swear, like, we'll just be building. And then I'll come back down. Like, I just want to know.
Well,
you
are, and it is happening. But as I point out, the difference between the herb pack and, let's say, drugs, any drugs. Drugs give you the experience, then you come down, and you need the drugs again. The herb pack, what it does, the difference is, it starts to work in that area that is calcified or that area in the pineal which is atrophied, dead. So eventually you get off the herb pack when you don't need it. So in other words, the herb, I'm not saying all medicines are drugs, but this type of drug is something you eventually get off and you won't become addicted to or you won't feel dependent on it for your spirituality. Now, if you're already smoking weed, if you're already taking crack or heroin, and you're doing something, you know, I'm not the guy to say don't do it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, if it's working for you, then, you know, why not? Until it inhibits you. You get what I'm saying? Like when I came, my stepson, Khadijah's boy, 18 years old, like, you know, I was 18, I smoked weed all day. He was like that, but he couldn't get shit done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got him right the fuck off that weed. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was a personal thing. You know, like I said, weed in general, and I've told him, you know, I'm always honest with him. You know, my philosophy is smoke weed, but again, them niggas don't live with me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He, like, you know, I would ask him things like, you know, well, who you know is doing something who smokes weed? When I got answers like Lil Wayne, then we had an issue. You get what I'm saying? See, when I smoke weed, I like, no, I know weed is for doing nothing. So since I ain't got shit to do, I ain't doing nothing. So now when me and Khadijah put the pressure on him, he started saying, shit, man, I smoke weed. My heart started beating. I said, welcome to being grown, nigga. See, when you have a can in the world, weed does that. When that paranoia shit comes in, that's when he stopped. He's totally done with it because it's not really necessary. You get what I'm saying? That's a part that makes sense. So if you do, I smoke weed to the day is long and all of that. Stopped when I was about 18 or 19. It just got unfun. But I don't have nothing against it. It's still a spiritual experience. Ultimately, like with anything, you're trying to rely on your own power. You get what I'm saying? Your own power. And the difference is, like I said, with the herb pack is no drugs, and I don't expect people to be needed. You get what I'm saying? You need it in the beginning to basically wash the cobwebs away, but after that, you know, you should be able to rock and roll. You get what I'm saying? Weed, usually when I talk to people with weed, what I usually find is they need the weed for that experience. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not saying you, but like if you're already smoking and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my advice is even if you don't take an herb pack, try to do what you need to do. You know what I mean? Try to do what you need to do to try to whatever experience you're feeling with weed, your next step should be to sit on that same ledge and see if you can accomplish it without it.
Without it, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that,
without
you know.
And I'll- Yeah, I'll say this, just to put this message out there for people listening, it's actually a good conversation. So many people I know that have had the readings that used to smoke the weed have traded it in, literally. I put that in the chat room, but that's not a joke. That's for real, for the herb pack. And I'll tell you what I started seeing, and I've seen a lot of this last year. I think I might have told Panic some of this too, that, and I think everybody knows someone like this, that got a hold of some bad weed. And that experience you talked about going to another place and coming back, what happens is half of them became trapped in that dimension, and they could not come back because of the alterations in the drugs. So
right.
It's a lot of brothers.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that got have messed up, very messed up from trying to get this experience. So
right.
If you're conscious enough to know that this is why you're using it, you're not just somebody on the street trying to get high to get high. You're really trying to use it to elevate yourself. There are other things to do that you can naturally and organically do it. I'm not trying to just push the herb pack to say, oh, get the herb pack. We're not here for that. You understand? We're not here for that at all. This is really
that salvia,
about you.
Right. That salvia would do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've been listening.
That salvia would do it if you got down to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, there's other things you could do. You could do peyote. You could do mescaline. There's so many things in ayahuasca. Cigars. There's so many things you could do.
You could go in meditation.
I'll do you one better. I might have told this story before, but I'm going to say when I was smoking weed, you know, this is the 80s, early 80s, banging it out. This, and we told about 20 years later now. I was cleaning the cabinets at home, my mom's house. I found a joint from the 70s. Re-rolled that shit with my mom, smoked that shit with my mom. The things I said to her was this: now I fucking get it. Now I see what y'all hippie niggas was doing. That weed was, and this is when I was deep in weed, and this is the 80s. I'm like, I haven't even smoked weed until right now. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to touch everything. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to walk outside and suck everybody's titties. You know what I'm saying? It was just that serious. And Jewel Pogrom later said in a lecture in the 90s, whenever she did this lecture, that said THC in weed opens up the heart chakra. She said, but there ain't been THC in weed since the goddamn hippie movement. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I knew in the 80s I wasn't smoking regularly. All that purple haze and all that rest of it, that is treated shit based upon a marijuana. This, it comes from the earth. That fantasy is over. You know what I'm saying? I do one better. My stepson told me, that night we smoked 20 blunts. I'm like, y'all smoke 20 blunts? Y'all niggas ain't smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing to say that as a badge of honor.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to say that just to get a fucking feeling. So, you know, here's the good news. He stopped smoking weed, and he's focused. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, if you're doing it for a spiritual experience, there's ways to go, you know, beyond weed. Weed is like, you know what I'm saying, level one. So I don't really say not smoking it, you're already smoking it.
Right.
But really, for you, somebody who's in this shit on that level, there's so many things you can, without even an herb pack, to experience what you experience. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Weed is like some obvious shit. You know what I'm saying? Weed is like almost damn near some obvious shit to do. To get experience, you would do better. You would do better with alcohol if you want to contact some spirits. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
Alcohol's name is spirit. You get what I'm saying? So, but again, why I don't hear me talking about alcohol as the main thing to do? Because also you need to you need to be able to get to nothing. You get what I'm saying? So the herb pack is represented as the pathway to get to nothing. You get what I'm saying? The pathway to get to nothing. You know what I'm saying? But there's so many ways. You could do it with meditation, with, like I said, take a swig of something and eventually go to that to nothing. You know what I mean? So, there's ways, but weed is
just such a cop-out, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Such an easy way. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I ain't got nothing against it. I ain't got nothing against it, like, on the level of if you smoke already, keep smoking. You know, in other words, nothing spiritual will not happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like the only thing that I can, I will say for me, and we have 43 minutes, but I'll say this, and I just kind of really feel I need to stress this right now, is that to date, I've done over thousands of readings for brothers and sisters all over the world, and I do get those that have got caught into that dimension and can't bring themselves back. That's
right,
very real,
right.
too, because that
right.
passes, that weed passes through so many hands and so many different energy before it gets to you. So it's not a judgment. I'm not telling you, like, oh, smoking, getting high is bad. I'm just, like Panic was saying, what Dr. Jewel Pookrum confirmed. You're not smoking what you really think.
Right. You're not even smoking. You're smoking drugs.
Fine.
And you and then the thing is, you don't even know what drugs they are. I tell you this for sure. And this is from the 80s. There's a nigga from Washington who used to come to Queensbridge where I grew up with a new high weed. It was calling it Lung Boat. Niggas are smoking that shit. It was the next level weed. Come to find out, it was just number angel dust in it. You know what I'm saying? This is in the 80s they was doing that. You get what I'm saying? It was calling it the Love Boat. And then they later called it the Ooh-Wee, which Martin Lawrence, who was from Washington, was telling you he was running around with that hot silver suit on in the summer with that. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that
was
the same shit we were smoking and didn't know. And I don't want to even get into the whole thing that you already know. But if you want to just keep it on a spiritual level, the thing to do is to do that shit with a cup of water. Drink a gallon of water and meditate. You see what happens. Drink water with lemon and see what happens. Drink a cup of water with a teaspoon of lemon and a teaspoon of honey, teaspoon of vinegar and astral travel. Do that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And we said weed is not even that. If weed was a natural thing, then you'd be all. But it's not even natural enough to even say. What you're experiencing is the drug, not the. You know what I mean? You're experiencing what the drug is doing to you. You know what I mean?
I got one more quick question. I don't want to take up too much time. Like interracial dating. Like I'm 22. My last girlfriend is like half white, half Indian, Native American. And it's just like we could never really connect on that like higher level. And it was just like, but it's just something that just draws me to her. And I want to know if that's like spiritual at all, or if I should just get rid of that.
Yeah, something draws you to her is probably her pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what?
I'm only joking. What you need to do as somebody who's dealing with it is see what it is. You need to be finding out what it is that's drawing you to her. You get what I'm saying? And real talk, it may just be her pussy. Well, then, you know what I'm saying, as a spiritual person, get into some tantra shit. Her race has almost nothing to do with it. The worst thing about white people is they just came out the oven too early. Following what I'm saying? They're not ready. So all we're talking about is energy. So let's say you're with a white person. And you may be just as attracted or whatever in the interracial thing. The idea is all energies, this is just a physical law. And there's a name for it, mass times volume times width times inertia. And I don't, you know, one of those things. But the description is if I'm moving at a certain speed and I run into a certain thing with a certain inertia, I'm going to have to slow down by its weight and mass, basically. So if I'm running and I run into a feather, it's going to affect my speed. And we're going to have to make a balance between me and that feather. Now, that may be nothing until I run into a brick. So if I'm running, take the weight of a brick, I'm going to slow down. You get what I'm saying? Now, if I'm running and I pick up something that's running at the same speed of me, basically another black woman, then our energy is at a high frequency. Now, the difference may be slight based upon her consciousness and your consciousness. So whoever has a lesser consciousness is going to speed up a little bit by benefiting from the person with a higher frequency, and that's really to be determined. Usually that's determined by what the person knows. But if a woman is doing a woman thing, a man cannot do what a woman does. nor should he try. Nor a woman cannot do what a man does, nor should she try. So when you guys are meeting, she's going at the speed of feminine, and you're going at the speed of masculine. You guys meet up, and it's a balance, and nobody slows anybody down. Now, white folks, without defining the good or evil, they're just a bunch of bricks. You get what I'm saying? Now, bricks are good for what a brick does. But if you're a feather, bricks ain't good. You ain't moving no brick. The brick has to catch up with your light speed or your weight, if you follow what I'm saying. So the two meet, and it's going to whatever road you was on, whatever road the brick was on, have to meet there. That's really the worst thing about an interracial relationship. So if a black guy got with a white woman based upon his high energy, and we say it all the time, and we know it, usually if you're a black person, you walk into a room of white people, you find yourself containing yourself, smiling, looking nice, not like you're mad. Hell yeah, Bob. Okay, John. All right, Jane, nice one. You know what I mean? You ain't in that motherfucker going, yo, man, who the fuck cooked this shit? Where's the fucking greens at? You know what I mean? Who the fuck catered it? Who eats that? Who eats fucking carrot salad? You know what I mean? You know, because you know you contain yourself. Because what you're doing is slowing your energy down. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
With an interracial relationship, the two are meeting to create an energetic balance. Somebody's going to suffer and somebody's going to gain. So most white people get with your ass to gain. That's what they're saying. Well, they're sucking off you. They're taking your energy. In a way, they are. But usually they're trying to put what they can back. And today get with a rich white motherfucker, and you'll see they'll put some energy back to your ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I've seen a black 22-year-old working with an old white man down at the Lenox Mall. I said, shit. You know what I'm saying? She's at the mall, so that tells you what's going on here. You know what I'm saying? So that's really the worst thing. Now, the one you described, she's got the energy. You get what I'm saying? Native American, all that shit is in her. And, again, let's say this white brick, that's not uniform because, again, as I pointed out, in other lives they may have been niggas just having a white experience. Their consciousness, you know, because this shit is about evolution, so their consciousness may raise up. It all depends on who you are and who they are. Because there's some brick-ass niggas running around this motherfucker. Naturally, our energy is higher than them. Naturally, our energy is high. But we're not talking about consciousness as just for consciousness. That brick-ass nigga shit may just be, their energy may just be because they dance harder, fuck harder, think harder, play harder. You get what I'm saying? If they're doing ignorant shit with another ignorant white person, they do the ignorant shit to a higher degree. You know what I'm saying? So they usually find themselves stifling themselves. You get what I'm saying? Oh, your parents are coming? You know, her parents is over, so you find yourself stifling yourself. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, see, with me and Khadijah, I'm around this motherfucker farting and flip-flopping. If I had another where I feel like I'm in front of somebody else, you know, darling, dinner is ready, you know, that kind of shit. And you know what I mean? So it's that different kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? When I met Khadijah's mother, we was able to keep it funky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this and yeah, that and giggles and that. If she had, let's just say, a white mother, I'd be there, yes, good evening. Hope I'm funny. That shit really private
saying,
yeah, good evening.
Right,
thank you. So that's really the crime here. It's not just you're getting with the devil and the Illuminati. It's really an energy thing. Usually when they get with a black person, even if they're not aware of it, I just like to fuck black dick. They're trying to come up in the game. You get what I'm saying? They're trying to it's a come up for them. And it's usually you sacrificing to raise them up. I'm gonna do you one better now, and this may be radical. Some white people are worth that because they worship you to the point in the relationship where they're actually worshiping a god so they can get into heaven. You following what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, so, I kind of feel it. Yeah.
Right, because you've seen with black women, like, well, white women do anything. Of course they do anything. They're trying to worship God to get into heaven. Isn't that what your Bible says? You know what I'm saying? They recognize you as a god, even if they don't say it outwardly. And that's why they're doing anything for you for your blessing. Because they figured out some shit in a form of life that they living it out. That's why they get them black mates and do it. So it's like it's really not a crime on a big level, depending on who and what you are. For me, I cannot my energy cannot go that way for what I do. You get what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't find white women attractive. I don't find that. Everything I've ever seen in any white woman that I found attractive is because they have a black feature. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So why I go for the real McCoy? You get what I'm saying? And really, black teachers watch nothing but white porn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, this shit is off the hook. I'm like, nah, I'm not into it. You know what I'm saying? So, well, you get black girls all the time. You ain't going to fuck no white girls. The white porn. I'm like, nah, dog. That ain't my forte there. I just don't find them attractive. But I'm not faulting anybody who do. Knock yourself out. It's your energy. It's your plight. It's your thing. But for the most part, when you talking like your personal girl, nah, she got melanin, dog. You good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like if she had that melanin, we'd have already ascended to that level, and we can't get there. I feel like I can't get there with her.
No. You know, I'll tell you, a black power couple that ain't did nothing. Creflo and Taffy Dollar, they both got melanin. They ain't ascending to nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They ain't ascending to nowhere. Puff Daddy still trying to put out albums. So it's not that ascending. Like, you got to define what you did as ascending. Just y'all being together is a form of ascension sometimes. You get what I'm saying? Your ascension is actually your own. So if you know this woman loves you, she respects you, loves you, and all of these type of things, then your ability to share that with her may be your ascension. You get what I'm saying? Your ascension. You follow what I'm saying? If you know, how long y'all been with, how long you been with her, dealing with her?
Yeah, I've been like two years and change. 2 years and change.
Right,
it will get kind of serious.
You're not dealing with anyone for 2 years and change. You're not dealing with anyone for 2 years and change where y'all don't have a situation together. You get what I'm saying? Whether it's happily ever after, that's not necessarily the point, but you need to see that experience as a part of your particular growth. Bobby Hemmett has a lecture, his love lecture, which is on occultlectures.com, which is up there, where he explains how all this concept is your chakras, is your heart, is your love. You get what I'm saying? And because these things are yours, it's up to you to realize it through that.
Hello?
We still here? Hello? We're still here? I think Panic may have dropped off. I think his call dropped off. We'll see if we can get him back on there. Definitely. Well, he was telling you about the lecture for Brother Bobby Hemmett, and definitely you can always also reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, too, by calling him at area code 678-358-1055, and he can give you that information. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and blessings. All right, you guys. This is probably going to do it for Chat and Chill. I guess Brother Panic's phone went out and the call dropped. But we will be back Friday night doing it again right here live in the remix. We'll continue to Chat and Chill with Brother Panic live in the remix. So peace and love, everyone. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Love it on Facebook. Join the Remix family group over on Facebook as well. Love to hear your thoughts as well, too. So see you next week. See you Friday night. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Peace and love and much love, warm spirit. See you guys next week. Peace.